following is a presentation of the new skin, BYU Sports Network. BYU Cougars basketball is on the air.
Back left to Trevin. Pull, fire, score! Trevin nails for three!
This is Cougar Pregame Live, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Union. Mountain America, guiding members forward for more than 80 years. To get you ready for BYU and Providence, here's your host, Cleon Wall.
Good evening, BYU basketball fans. Welcome to Cougar Pregame Live, presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. Tonight, the BYU Cougars are in Rhode Island to take on the Providence College Friars. When the non-conference schedule was announced, the first thing I looked for was if BYU was going to play somewhere over Thanksgiving and if they would participate in the Big East, Big 12 battle. I'm so happy when it was announced that the Cougs were part of this year's slate of games between these basketball powerhouse conferences. It would have been cool if BYU was facing off against UConn, you know, that team that's won the last two NCAA titles, or maybe even against the Marquette Golden Eagles. They're ranked fifth in the nation right now, but playing the Friars right after the holiday tournament in Vegas, or excuse me, in San Diego, should be a good test for this team. Sure, the Friars lost three straight games in their own tournament that they were invited to play in the Battle for Atlantis, but no one should think that the Cougars will manhandle this team. Providence is not Mississippi Valley State. The Friars are playing at home, which will be tough, and it's the Cougars' first true road test of the season, which should also be tough. But Coach Young said he liked how his team was able to bounce back from the first loss of the season to take down a tough NC State squad. We'll see how resilient this Cougar team is tonight at the unfriendly confines of Amica Mutual Pavilion. One guy who is very familiar with this court is BYU assistant coach John Linehan, a former Friars point guard from 1997 to 2002. Jason Shepherd chatted with him about taking on his alma mater.
All right, so Coach, I joked, Mr. Friar himself, and you were very quick to point out, I'm a Cougar now, which we all love to hear, but how cool is it for you to be able to face your alma mater? That's got to be pretty cool.
Yeah, it's definitely pretty cool. I mean, I'm excited to be here. I'm excited, like I said, I'm a Cougar, first and foremost, you know, and but it's exciting to come back home and you know, play against my former team, and, you know, I love my time up here, you know, as a player. I love the town, I love the school, I love everything about it. You know, so it's definitely an honor to come back up and play against these guys and get a W.
How many times have you faced Providence since being a player?
I was coaching at Brown University, and we played them there. Then we scrimmaged them last year while I was at St. Joe's. I definitely owe these guys.
Look, how pleased were you with the guys and how the team bounced back against NC State after that Ole Miss loss? Because I know the Ole Miss loss, there were so many what-if scenarios, and you kind of felt like you let one get away. But then you bounced back really nice against the Wolfpack.
Yeah, I felt we let one get away against Ole Miss. You know, I thought our guys did enough to win the game, you know, but it was a learning experience, right? You know, we had you know, young guys who are, you know, who are accounted on, you know, who has, you know, a big role on the team. And it was a good lesson for those guys to learn how to close out a game. That was a little, you know, disappointing, that loss. But we went back to the drawing board, had a good, nice rest, and came back focused, you know, for NC State and took care of business. You know, I'm proud of the guys for handling that loss and then refocusing and taking care of business for the next day.
And it's not easy to do in those games where you play one night and then you play the very next day, because the prep time is so limited. It's got to feel even better knowing how little time you had to actually get ready for them.
Right. And Coach made a point that a lot goes into every game, right? You know, you got to prep for them. You got to, you know, four or five plays are going into, you know, to prepare for personnel, different personnel that you got to prepare for. And our guys did a great job of focusing and locking in and really paying attention to the prep and handling the business. So they did a great job, I thought.
So you touched on something a second ago, but I do want to come back to this. When you look back on the two games, what else do you take away from those two games in San Diego? And with this team, so many new pieces, we've talked about it so much. Do you come away with some specific things that really stood out to you?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it is time management. right? You know, understanding time and possession is understanding that every play matters. You know, I thought we let, you know, we had a couple of mental lapses at times. You know what I mean? So, you know, for younger guys who haven't been in that situation before, it's like, man, every possession counts. You know what I mean? So that was a learning point. I thought that our guys didn't quite take for granted coming in to the NC State game.
Knowing how important defense is to you and how that was your bread and butter as a player, how do you feel the defense is coming along early in the year?
I think it's coming along. I mean, obviously, you know, we're not where we want to be, you know, but, you know, it's step by step, baby steps. But, you know, we're just learning how to just play for each other. You know, it's not just one guy on an island. You know, we speak heavily about our shifts, which is, you know, being in the gaps, you know, and just it's not a one-on-one situation, right? You know, when a guy is driving, he has to see multiple bodies. You know, we have to be tough, physical. You know, we have to rebound the ball well. You know, so we've taken strides, but we still have a long way to go and you know, really locking down, you know, offenses.
You know, I know you said it's not about one guy, but I do want to ask you specifically about one guy. And there's so many players on this roster that have come in with a lot of hype. But the guy that really has stood out to me this entire season, game in and game out, is Richie Saunders. What Richie has done has taken his game to the next level. And the thing about Richie, his whole time at BYU, he's always been an energy guy, and he's going to be relentless in that mindset. But he's come out, and I think this whole season he's been fantastic.
He's been amazing. I mean, he's my favorite.
You know, oh, your favorite.
And I shouldn't say that, but Justin, he's an everyday guy. You know, how he plays is how he practices. Whenever you can get, I mean, he's a great example for the younger guys to follow. You know what I mean? But every day, I mean, he's tough. He's diving on the floor. I mean, he does everything that you want him to do. Now he messes up some things, right? But he plays so freaking hard that he makes up for everything else, you know. So, but I love him. I mean, he's been kind of the rock for us defensively, you know, just covering up a lot of our a lot of our mishaps out there. He gives everything he has out on the floor. I mean, the kid had a bloody headband in the game against Ole Miss. You know, I'm like, man, that juggler looks tough. But like I said, I mean, he plays with so much passion and effort and energy every time out. So I love him.
You guys, it's taken a while, but now you're at the point where you've got your full complement of players available to you. How does that change then how you evaluate the progress of the team now?
Yeah, I mean, it's good. I mean, we were without Cable, you know, recently. We were without Dallin and Trey to start, you know, so it's great to have our full team back and kind of gelling together and growing together and figuring each other out. But we're going to need everybody. You know, it's a long season. It's a grueling schedule, but it's good to see everybody. And man, we got a great group of guys, right? And, you know, just having them all, putting them all together and growing together, man, we're going to need them.
All right, give me the scouting report on your former team, Providence. What do you guys expect in this matchup?
We're expecting to come out and play hard. They're home, right? So they're going to, you know, defensively try to get after our guards. So we got to be able to handle the pressure. They, you know, have tough little scrappy guards that want to get downhill and make plays. It's going to be a game where, like I said, we're going to have to be in our gaps and our shifts. We're going to have to rebound the ball. You know, they have two big seven-footers that are going to be crashing. I'm not sure if Bryce Hopkins is going to play, but, I mean, if he plays, he's another guy that can score the ball in multiple levels. You know, so it's going to be a tough game. Like I said, we're going to need everybody to step in and play huge roles and defend, make shots, and hopefully give us an opportunity to come out with the win.
Well, and last thing, I know after the Mississippi Valley State game, Coach Young had said he was really looking forward to heading to San Diego and then the couple of games after, because the level of competition is going to ramp up significantly. How excited are you to continue this run of increased talent that you're going to face and see how your guys react to that?
Yeah, I mean, it was good to get to San Diego, right? You know, we didn't play. I mean, obviously, the first five games weren't, you know, Big 12 caliber or Big East caliber teams, you know, so it was good to get to San Diego and see where we were. You know, I thought we stacked up well against those teams. And I mean, it gave us and me personally like a breath of confidence, you know, that we can play and beat that level teams, you know, so it's good. Now we're on a good swing of, you know, playing good teams, getting us ready for the league. And you know, I think we'll be ready.
Coach, it's always great to talk with you. It's always a fun conversation. I'm glad you're on our side of this matchup. I'm going to let you get to eat because I know I'm holding you up from eating. So enjoy the meal and let's go get another dub.
I appreciate you, man. Have a good one.
Next, we'll head to the smallest state in the nation for our courtside conversation with Mark Durant. Cougar Pregame Live continues in a moment on the new skin BYU Sports Network.
Here's Cleon Wall with more Mountain America Cougar Pregame Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Welcome back to Cougar Pregame Live, presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. It's time for our courtside conversation with Mark Durant from Amica Mutual Pavilion. Mark, how you doing this fine evening?
Cleon, my friend, I am doing well. It's hard to believe I'm in Providence. Just the other day I was in San Diego. I don't know what's happening.
A worldwide traveler, or at least a nationwide traveler right now. Hey, Mark, Coach Young was very complimentary of his team's play in the second half of that NC State game. They built a 24-point lead early in that second half, only to go cold and eventually beat the Wolfpack 72-61. What impressed me the most was 17 assists, many of them in the second half. 8 of the 10 Cougars who played in the game had at least one assist. Yegor Demon had 4 of those assists. That's good teamwork. That's making the extra pass. That's what impressed me. What impressed you most about the Cougars' quick turnaround and victory over NC State after losing to Ole Miss on Thanksgiving Day?
Yeah, I mean, I was just kind of interested to see how it would go. I mean, it was the first kind of adverse situation they'd been in. They lost that Ole Miss game in a tough fashion. So, I mean, there's a couple different ways it could go. You could be frustrated and not play well and force things a little bit and press yourself, or you could do what BYU did and come out really strong. And I thought they came out shooting the ball really well. And shooting the ball, why did they shoot the ball well? It's partly because of what you're talking about. They were running their stuff really well, getting open looks. And this was an NC State team that was at the top of the country in three-point defense. And so BYU was running their stuff, being patient, getting good shots, knocking down those shots. And I just was really impressed with the poise. And you know, they didn't panic. They just went out, tried to run their stuff better, and it paid off for them. And they got a nice win. So that tells me a lot about this team early on. You know, it's, like I said, the first time they've kind of hit some adversity. And I think the way they recovered from it was pretty impressive.
Coach Young also mentioned yesterday when he talked to the media that things started to click between Yegor and Dallin Hall in the second half of that game. What is the potential of this backcourt duo? Both guys play point guard, which you could see a lot of positives, maybe a few negatives, but I guess for me, I just continually look at the positives that you have two playmakers on the court at the same time.
Yeah, that's really it. I mean, they're playmakers, and in today's basketball, the idea of a kind of a point guard is a little bit diluted than what it was back in the day. I mean, now there's everybody plays every position. It's, you know, rotation on the perimeter. A guy may start off your offense, and Yegor, I think, is really good for that because he's so tall that he can pass over the defense to get it to the post or hit it to the wing, and he's a great passer. Of course, Dallin can do that as well, but I think Yegor is really well suited to that. But then after that, you're in your motions, and then it's about making plays. And both of those guys are not one-dimensional. They can do it all. They can shoot the three. They're great passers. They can get in the paint and score. And so it just puts a lot of pressure on a defense to try and stop that. And then, man, all I know is I wish I was one of the guys playing with those two on the floor because I would get my hands up and always be ready because I know if I'm open, they're going to find me and I'm going to have a shot. So it I think it motivates the other guys to be good. And, yeah, it's a pretty deadly two-headed dragon weapon that BYU has at the point, and it can really cause some people some trouble. But, you know, like anybody, not just Dallin and Yegor, I mean, you've got to get used to playing with the guy, and Dallin had been out for quite a while. So it's not even just Dallin and Yegor. It's Dallin and Richie and Dallin and Foos and Keba. And everybody's got to kind of adjust to having a new guy in there who's a main player. You know, it's not like some guys coming in getting a couple minutes. Dallin is a focused player, and so it's going to be a little bit of a challenge for everybody to get used to playing with him again.
And the thing that I would say also is that I know Dallin has to get used to these guys, but on the other hand, compared to maybe what happened last season, for him it's got to be kind of a breath of fresh air too, because he's got someone or a few other someones who can play make too. So I would think he's probably appreciative to the fact that Yegor is out there and can do a lot of the things that he can at a high level. You know, before the Cougars played against Ole Miss and NC State, there were concerns about defense, Mark, and I know how passionate you are about defense. Did you notice an improvement on that side of the ball in those two games?
I did. I think they are improving. I still think they've got a ways to go. I went to the shoot-around today, and they work on it, and it's a little bit... You know, you think, just go play defense, play hard, and everything will work out. But there's so many responsibilities and so many switches. And, you know, depending on the game plan, when do we switch and how do we rotate here and when do we help and when do we not help? I think the general tendency of this team early is to want to help too much. And so they overhelp, and then they try to recover to their guy, and then they're behind in defense. Everyone's scrambling to catch up, and there's a lot of jumping, a lot of lunging, and you don't want to do that. You want to be there on the catch rather than, oh no, my guy caught it, now I'm going to run and try and jump and block the shot, because he gives a little pump fake and then it's 5-on-4 and you're behind defensively. And part of that's inexperience. Part of it is just getting used to the rotation so you don't get behind. But I mean, it's still a problem. I'm worried a little bit in this game tonight, because Providence is a team that can shoot the three and will shoot a lot. That's the main issue they have is getting out on three-point shooters. But I thought they were pretty good against NC State in that regard. But there's still some work to be done, and, you know, that's to be expected.
Mark, great stuff as always. The band in the background playing Can't Stop by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I don't want you to stop broadcasting in this game. I want you to go hard this whole entire broadcast, okay?
Never. I'm going to give you my best tonight, Cleon. Just hold on to your hat.
Oh, I'm not wearing one, but I'll go grab one right now. Mark, thanks a lot.
A lot of scouts are in the building, and ooh, I want to be at my best.
Okay. Sounds good. Mark, thanks very much. Good luck on your call tonight.
Thanks.
All right. Hey, Cougar fans, go to BigOTires.com and make an appointment at one of 50 locally owned and operated Utah locations. Big O Tires, the team you trust. After a quick timeout, we'll look at some other scores in college hoops, including Cincinnati and Villanova, also playing in the Big 12 Big East battle. You're listening to Cougar Pregame Live on the new skin BYU Sports Network.
With more Mountain America Cougar Pregame Live, here's Cleon Wall.
Cougar Pregame Live presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. We're getting you ready for the BYU Cougars and the Providence Friars. I'm going to talk a little college football here right now. The College Football Playoff Selection Committee rankings just came out not too long ago. Oregon, number one team, no surprise. Texas, Penn State, Notre Dame, Georgia round out the top five. Other teams of interest, number 11, Alabama, number 12, Miami, 13, Ole Miss, 14, South Carolina, then Arizona State, Iowa State, Clemson, BYU coming in at number 18. Well, we told you that Villanova is taking on Cincinnati in the Big 12 Big East battle. There is 10 minutes left to go in that game, and Villanova is leading 14th-ranked Cincinnati 49-43. That's why. And by the way, Villanova is 4-4 this season. They're 4-1 at home, though, and that's where they're playing this game. And that's kind of also why I said, hey, don't think that BYU is just going to walk in and wipe Providence out. Providence is going to be a tough game for BYU to win, but I think they can win it. Coming up next, we'll send you to the Amica Mutual Pavilion for the Cougar Pregame Coaches Show with Greg Rebell. You're listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin BYU Sports Network.
This is the Zions Bank Cougar Pregame Coaches Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Zions Bank, for all your personal and business banking needs, Zions Bank is for you. Let's take you courtside and join the voice of the Cougars, Greg Rubel.
Good evening, Cougar basketball fans. Welcome courtside inside Amica Mutual Pavilion in Providence, Rhode Island. This 12,000-seat venue, which plays host to the Providence Friars, and this is the Big 12 Big East battle, reportedly the final year of this interconference clash, featuring 11 teams from each conference this year doing battle on the hardwoods. Last year, BYU was passed over in this event, but here in 2024, the Cougars draw one of the bigger names in the game as BYU visits the Friars for the first time ever. I'm your play-by-play broadcaster, Greg Wrubell. I'm joined courtside by my broadcast partner for the last 28 seasons, the beloved former Cougar hoopster himself, Mr. Mark Durant. Mark, BYU's challenging three-game early season stretch concludes tonight here in the nation's Northeast after splitting games with Ole Miss and NC State and San Diego. It's a third straight game against a Big Six conference foe. Friars are wobbling a little bit, but after a 5-0 start, they go to the Bahamas. They lose all three last week. So the home team here, Providence, is in bounce-back mode.
Yeah, and that scares me a little bit. You know, a team that's eager to get a win. They're back home here. They had a tough tournament down in the Bahamas. But this season has kind of unfolded in a similar way for both teams. They both had five kind of winnable games that took care of business and then went to the MTEs. BYU lost, in overtime to Ole Miss, and this Providence team just lost by two to Oklahoma. So they acquitted themselves nicely in that first game. Then it went downhill for them, whereas BYU was able to bounce back nicely. But now BYU's had to go. You know, we talk about players going coast to coast in a game. BYU's literally gone from coast to coast, and it's a challenge. And the Providence is a good team. They may have their best player back in this one, and so we'll see how that happens. But this is a great challenge for BYU at this point in the season to go on a road trip like this, to play in a true road environment. We'll see how this team responds.
We will hear from BYU head coach Kevin Young coming up next as the Zions Bank Cougar pregame coaches show continues live from Providence, Rhode Island, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Time to hear from BYU head coach Kevin Young as we return to the Zions Bank Cougar Pregame Coaches Show. Here's Greg Wrubell.
As we get set to hear from the Cougs head coach, let's first pause 10 seconds for stations to identify themselves on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Radio on KBYU FM HD2 Provo. You are listening to BYU Basketball on BYU Radio.
Coming up just after the bottom of the hour, 6-1 BYU visiting 5-3 Providence in the Big 12 Big East battle. This is night one of the 2024 event. Two games tonight. In the earlier game, in fact, this is actually a game two of a doubleheader in the Big 12 Big East battle. Cincinnati at Villanova in the game preceding ours, and with 7:33 to play in Philly, it's Cincinnati, 14th-ranked Cincinnati, undefeated Cincinnati, trailing Villanova 54-44. BYU at Providence, the nightcap tonight. Nine more games happening over the next five nights. None of the four Pac-12 refugees are involved in the Big 12 Big East battle this year. Time now for my pregame conversation with BYU head coach Kevin Young, presented by Zions Bank. For 150 years, Zions Bank has been serving the communities where you live, work, and play for financial experience you can count on for the next 150 years. Zions Bank is for you. In BYU's last game against NC State, the Cougars were taking on a team that did not lean on the three-point shot. It was a very small part of the Wolfpack's game plan, but Providence is almost exactly the opposite type of team. Top 20 nationally in percentage of points scored on threes. Bottom 20 nationally in percentage of points scored on two-point field goals. Coach Young knows perimeter defense is more than half the battle tonight.
They got a lot of different guys who can make shots, aggressive hunting them, something we want to key in on, especially early in the game. And hopefully we can, run some of those high volume guys off the line.
Who are some of those guys you're most concerned about?
Yeah, I mean, Pierre's the head of the snake, in my opinion. You know, he's really aggressive, looking to hunt, his shot. Joseph is a really good basketball player, puts a little bit more pressure, I think, penetrating. than Pierre, where he does, I feel like, most of his damage from three. And then they got, you know, a bunch of guys who are very capable. You know, Cardet can get going. You know, Abdur-Rahim coming in off the bench. You know, he started the year out cold, but been, you know, he's been hot in some of their last couple of games. So he's something we got to key on in as well.
And we're waiting to see if this is the night that Bryce Hopkins makes his return from that ACL.
Yeah, I mean, he's obviously a big part of what they do. Clearly, they want him back in a lineup. You know, those things are always hard to manage. You know, we dealt with it a little bit with Dallin. You know, it's not as easy as people think to integrate, you know, a really good player and high usage guy back into your mix. So, you know, for me, nothing changes. You know, our game plan is our game plan, and he's part of that game plan. And if he plays, so be it. If not, then we'll have to play, you know, who's out there.
So your scout includes him when he is on the floor. What's the primary focus?
It depends on how they use him. You know, if they've been kind of going back and forth with their five men. So are they going to go small and play him? You know, they're going to put him at the four. I think he'll play his game kind of regardless. But, you know, he's just a guy we want to have a lot of attention to detail in terms of when he has the ball, showing him a crowd like most good players. And then on the other end, making him work, coming in, you know, having not played for a while.
What kind of mindset might they be in having had that rough week in the Bahamas?
I mean, they're going to be hungry. You know, there's no question. You know, they took a couple on the chin down there, and they're going to be hungry back home, feeling good. But, you know, our guys are ready to go. You know, we feel like, you know, we had a good answer to our overtime loss and feel good about, you know, kind of what that did for our group and looking forward to get out there and competing again.
You had a brief pit stop at home after San Diego. You go coast to coast here in a matter of a couple of days. First long trip with the guys. How do you think they've handled the journey?
They've been good. You know, I told them I don't particularly subscribe to all the excuse making as it relates to travel, road games, this, that, the other. I mean, once the ball goes up, it's a gym, it's a basketball game. And so we got to just block out all that other stuff and, like I said, not buy into it and just be locked in on what the game plan is and go out there and do what we do.
How much of your NBA experience has created that mindset in you?
I think probably a lot. I mean, I used to say it all the time in the NBA, you know, there's no asterisks in the win-loss column on back-to-backs or long travel or this or that or the other. You got to play the game, you know, and so it's a good opportunity for our guys. You know, you never know what the season can entail with different scenarios. And when you start talking about postseason, you never know. You're going to have to travel here, play a quick turnaround there, or whatever, blah, 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 get the win. You know what I mean? That's the mindset we're trying to instill in our guys.
All right. Well, good luck on this one, Coach. We'll talk to you postgame.
Thank you.
That is BYU head coach Kevin Young. Time now for tonight's Keys to the Game, brought to you by your local Ford stores. BYU basketball, built Ford proud. Mark Durant, keys for the Cougs tonight. What do you say?
Well, you mentioned how Providence relies on threes. I think BYU's got to be right around Providence with the three-point makes. So that's got to be almost equal. And then, you know, I think a good barometer of this team so far has been the number of assists. I think if they're around 17 or more assists in this game, that means their offense is running well and likely will be a good performance for them.
Those are Mark Durant's keys to the game. We'll look for those, matching three-point makes and 17 or more assists. As we break, we remind you to go to BigOTires.com. and make an appointment at one of 50 locally owned and operated Utah locations. Big O Tires, the team you trust. The Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show coming up next, live from the Big 12 Big East battle in Providence, Rhode Island, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is the Cougar Tip-Off Show, brought to you by Hyundai. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. The Cougar Tip-Off Show is also brought to you by the BYU Creamery, the classic BYU tradition. Have a scoop today. Also brought to you by Siegfried and Jensen, helping Utah families for over 30 years. Let's head live to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats. Alongside Mark Durant, here's the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Good evening once again, Cougar Nation. We welcome you back courtside inside Amica Mutual Pavilion in Providence, Rhode Island, AMP. Yes, they call it the AMP. And we are amped to be bringing you the Big 12 Big East battle. Providence Friar is home to the BYU Cougars. Third time that they've met, but the first time since 1982. And the first ever game against the Friars in Providence. Cougs have taken both games played in the series back in Philadelphia way back in the day and then in Provo. in 1982. This is the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show brought to you by Hyundai. There's joy in every journey. Greg Wrubell and Mark Durant with you for play-by-play and commentary. Our studio host is Cleon Wall, coordinating producer Terry South, control board operators and editors Seth Larson, Kaylee Radford, and Ethan Arkell. Our BYU radio engineer is Barry Squires. In that BYU-Providence game in 1982, December of 1982, I'm sure you were in the stands.
I was, yeah.
Watching your brother, Devin, score 26 to lead all scorers against Otis Thorpe and the Friars that night.
Yeah, bad night for Devin. Only had 26, but yeah, Otis, yeah, his name's up there in the rafters here.
Both BYU and Providence opened the season 5-0 this year, and both teams easily handled five overmatched opponents. Once the caliber of competition saw a step up, BYU responded pretty well. Providence kind of stumbled. The Friars went to the battle for Atlantis and lost games to Oklahoma, Davidson, Indiana. Now, pretty good team, certainly, but Providence didn't play particularly well after the first game. BYU, meantime, went to San Diego and took nationally ranked Ole Miss to overtime before losing. Then the next day, led wire to wire and beat a Final Four team from last season in NC State. But tonight, different kind of challenge. It's BYU's first and only true away game before Big 12 play, and Providence has won 31 of its last 32 non-conference home games.
And when I hear a stat like that, it tells me two things. One, it's a tough place to play. This is a tough place to play, a tough gym to win in. And two, even if you have a tough place to play, you got to be good and to have that kind of record. And Providence has been a very good basketball program, has gone to the tournament a bunch, is in the Big East, and made a couple Final Four. I mean, there's a good history, a good tradition here. They've got good players. This will be a challenge for BYU. When you talk about the true away game, you know, the MTEs are not, but it's not an away game. You know, each team base has maybe a quarter of the gym, and it doesn't really equivocate to a true away game. And what I'm curious about, Greg, is how is this team going to perform when Providence hits a couple threes and the crowd's going nuts, or a breakaway dunk and they're going nuts and everything feels like it's slipping away from you? How will this team react, or how will they react late in the game when you got 10,000, 12,000 people screaming to get a stop against BYU late in the clock? And you know, those are the kind of things you don't know until you're in that experience, and BYU'll get a chance to experience that today.
Yes, they will. Coming up next, we will get the Providence profile as we hear from the Friars radio play-by-play voice, John Rook. As we go to break, we remind you that BYU basketball is presented to you by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere. The Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show continues after this, live from Rhode Island on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show. Let's head back courtside and rejoin Greg Wrubell.
The Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show, brought to you by Hyundai. See your Utah Hyundai dealers, proud partner of BYU Athletics. Tonight, it's a late-night Eastern time tip. BYU and Providence in the Big 12 Big East battle. The Cougs 6-1, getting a handful of top 25 votes. Friars 5-3 after a winless stint in the Bahamas last week. Providence fans have been eagerly anticipating the return of their two-time All-Big East preseason first-teamer, Bryce Hopkins. And the starting lineups have been announced. Hopkins is in the starting lineup for Providence. The Kentucky transfer tore his ACL 10.5 months ago. It was thought he might make his season debut last week in the battle for Atlantis, but he did not play, leading to speculation that tonight would be the night we see Hopkins for the first time. And we did not yet know that he'd be playing tonight when I chatted about Bryce Hopkins with Providence's longtime radio play-by-play voice, John Rook, a little bit ago.
Yeah, he's close. He's been playing 5-on-5 for about a week to 2 weeks now. And it's really just a matter of time when he feels confident enough to get it on the floor to test it. But he's physically been cleared. So, you know, could be tonight. could be the next one. You know, we're hoping sooner rather than later.
Just how different a team does Providence become once he's back in the mix?
You know, I think it could be significant. That is, if, you know, obviously if other guys are hitting shots, but he creates so much more for other players. You know, he's one of those rare players that can make other players better just by his presence on the floor. You have to guard, you know, him up close, but you also have to respect his three. And so what that will do is that will open up opportunities for everybody else. Friar's best team, actually, is when they go smaller, when they don't play their bigs. Their bigs are, you know, talented, but they're raw. They're still learning the game. And so we could foresee, an opportunity for the, for Providence to, end up playing him at 6'8" at center, playing the smaller guys around him. And that team would probably get up and go down the floor pretty well.
So the trip to the Bahamas was winless, and then I think the next two are away in neutral. Mm-hmm. The next home game's not for a couple of weeks. This right. is an interesting little pit stop right here. How big a game, then, is BYU in that respect?
You know, I would imagine that the team looks at this in a very large way, like it's an opportunity, because I know they're extraordinarily disappointed. You lose to Oklahoma, on a last-second shot that didn't go in, a game that you led at halftime, and Oklahoma went on to win the tournament. So the next night, you were just you couldn't. My high school coach used to say you couldn't hit a bull in the rear end with a bass fiddle.
Was that Davidson?
No. yeah, it was, yes, Davidson. Yes, that's very true. Yeah. But and then the Indiana game, they're just physically just superior to a lot of teams in the country, and I don't know why they played as poorly as they did their first two games down there, but Indiana's really good. They've got three bona fide NBA pros in that starting lineup. So, they hung with them for a while, but, when you play your third game in 3 days, that's difficult, and you only really have to do that maybe once a year if you're lucky, and then you're making the, championship finals of your conference tournament, right? So, I think it was basically circumstances that really kind of foiled them. They owned it, though, because the first night, they played Oklahoma, they had 16 turnovers. Then against Davidson, they couldn't finish plays. I mean, they shot 10 for 37 from two. Mm. Which is extraordinary for a team that, is predicated on the three.
Right.
10 for 37 from two is just, you're not going to beat anybody, playing that. And then Indiana, they met their match physically. So we'll find out, but I think that they'll consider this one definitely important tonight.
Yeah, finally, it's the first time BYU's ever played Providence in Providence. They've played in this building before, but it was an NCAA tournament back in 1981.
Long time ago,
a long time ago. So first time here playing the Friars. The look you've had at BYU, what do you think of this 6-1 Cougar team?
Well, for me anyway, I'm really impressed. This doesn't look any different to me than any other Cougar team we've seen, even though you got a first-year head coach. So, I think that's a credit to, your coach. I think it's a credit to the program, a credit to the players. Everybody knows, what BYU basketball really stands for. In the Northeast, people have known what BYU basketball stood for since the days of Danny Ainge. So I think we all understand this is a team that's going to be well-schooled, well-disciplined, shoots the ball well, hustles, doesn't beat itself. That's really the challenge I think the Friars will have tonight.
And Danny was on that 1981 team that came to Providence and began its NCAA run. John, pleasure chatting with you. Thanks for the preview. Have a great call.
Greg, thank you. You too.
All right, that is John Rook, play-by-play voice of the Providence Friars. Danny Ainge gets mentioned. Austin Ainge, son of Danny, former Cougar and current assistant GM for the Boston Celtics, is in the building. Had a nice chat with Austin before the game. He happened to have in his coat pocket the Celtics' latest NBA championship ring. Got to hold it.
Really?
A little bit. Take a look at it. Examine it. Outstanding. Emerald, the green emeralds with the diamonds, and it weighs about 11 pounds. And
I don't think I've held one. That's cool,
man. It's the 18th NBA championship for Boston, and the 18 is prominently featured on this ring. It's about the size of a grapefruit, and it was pretty cool. Anyway, Austin Ainge, just one of many NBA people in the. He surmised that every team will have a rep here tonight to watch Providence and BYU, including some actual GMs, not just scouts, but GMs of teams. Of course, Yegor Demian is the main attraction. Now, Bryce Hopkins is good. He's Big East good. But Yegor is lottery good. And he's a special talent that a lot of folks are here to see tonight.
He's got some real unique skills, and it's crazy to think. You talk about Danny Ainge and all the greats BYU's had, and it probably will end up that Yegor will be drafted higher than any player ever in the history of BYU basketball. And, you know, we're just hanging out with him. He seems like kind of a goofy kid, but he's a killer out on the course.
All right, BYU fans, make a fast break to the new Doug Smith Kia in Linden for a huge selection of new and used cars like the all-electric EV6 or the 8-passenger Telluride. Doug Smith next to Home Depot in Linden. The Cougar Tip-Off Show continues live from Providence, Rhode Island on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show. Let's rejoin Greg Wrubell.
The Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show continues. Greg Wrubell and Mark Durant joining you from Providence, Rhode Island. The Cougars back in this venue for the first time since the 1981 NCAA tournament. Yes, BYU's run to the Elite Eight that year began right here in Providence, in this venue. The Cougars defeated Princeton and UCLA before advancing to Atlanta. It was in Atlanta where Danny Ainge went coast-to-coast against Notre Dame in the Sweet 16. Well, both BYU and Providence with hopes of ending up in the 2025 NCAA tournament. We know what kind of grind BYU's in for in the Big 12, and the conference schedule alone is enough to beef up the postseason portfolio. But the selection committee wants to also see, Mark, how much you challenge yourself out of conference, making games like the ones last week in San Diego, Ole Miss, NC State, and the one here tonight in Rhode Island, particularly important for BYU.
Yeah, obviously these games were at a premium when you weren't in a big conference, but now you're in the Big 12. Like you said, you can make up for that in conference play. But if you look at some of the rankings like Net and KenPom and other things, BYU's not as high as maybe you'd think they would be because they have not played a difficult schedule. So you have a few opportunities to show the world that you're a serious contender and that you're a good basketball team and merit a top 25 ranking. And BYU's had two of those, and this will be their third really in the preseason. So it's a great opportunity and one of the few opportunities for BYU to show what they're about.
And again, the only true away game that BYU will play before Big 12 play. Our final segment of the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show is coming your way next on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show rolls on. Here's Greg Wrubell.
Here in Providence, I really like the fact you could hear a lot of the people in the crowd singing with the anthem singer. You don't always pick it up that way, but it came through pretty loud and clear. That was awesome.
I don't know if that's kind of an East Coast thing, but I dug it too. A little background singers. Great environment here. I mean, it's a big, nice arena. It's pretty full, and this will be a fun one.
It's a big-time game and a big-time venue, and getting ready to roll. Before the break, quickly, BYU's free throw numbers, they were kind of troubling in the first five games. Last three games, they've been 74% or better in each game. You can certainly live with that.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I knew it would go up. That starting five, their numbers were so low, that, and they're all such good shooters, it had to skyrocket. They'll probably be a 70 to 75% as a team this year.
Tip-off of BYU and Providence coming up next. This has been the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Cougar fans, it's time to play BYU basketball.
Skip pass goes to Cannon for a wide open three, and that's good.
Play-by-play coverage of BYU basketball is brought to you by All Pro Capital Real Estate Investments, by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Brought to you by Ken Garf, we hear you. And by Smith's Food and Drug, proud partner of BYU Athletics. This is BYU basketball.
Yegor for three. That's good. Top of the key three. Yegor did it.
On the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's meet starting lineups for BYU and Providence, brought to you by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. We'll start with the visitors, the BYU Cougars. Mark Duran introduces to you your Cougars.
Your backcourt for BYU is number 30, Dallin Hall, 6'4 junior from Plain City, Utah. He's accompanied by number 3, Yegor Damon, 6'9 freshman out of Moscow, Russia. At the 3 is number 15, Richie Saunders, 6'5 junior from Riverton. At the 4, number 6, Cannon Catching, 6'9 freshman from Brownsburg, Indiana. At the 5 spot, the big fellow, the man in the middle, number 13, KBK to 6'9. The junior out of Bamako, Mali. That's your starting five for the 6-1 Cougars. Have yet to play a true away game this year. Head coach Kevin Young.
Providence Friars 5-3 on the year. 5-0 at home. Kim English is the head coach. Second season here with the Friars. Fourth season overall. His record 26-17 here. 60-46 overall. At point number one, Jaden Pierre. 6'2", 185 junior from Elizabeth, New Jersey. At the 2, number 14, Corey Floyd Jr. 6'4", 210 junior from Franklin, New Jersey, UConn transfer. At the 3, number 0, Wesley Cardet Jr., 6'6", 210 senior from Tallahassee, Florida, Chicago State transfer. At the 4, making his season debut, number 23, Bryce Hopkins, 6'7", 220, the outstanding senior from Oak Park, Illinois, a Kentucky transfer. And the starting post, number 2, Kreese Asondico, 7', 290, the sophomore from Clichy, France, and a transfer from St. Joseph's. Time now for the BYU Salt Lake Center tip-off. Tip off your education in the heart of Salt Lake City. Learn more at slc.byu.edu. The officials for tonight's game, Randy McCall, Tommy Johnson, and James Breeding, and we are ready to go. BYU in navy with royal and white, and Providence in the home whites with black. The Cougars and Friars, third time all-time, and the first time here in Rhode Island. And the fans stand until the first bucket, and we've got fans between us and the floor, and so we might be having to stand, too, to see what's going on. In fact, I'm going to stand right now, or else I can't see a thing. Dallin Hall takes it from back to front as BYU wins the opening tip. BYU in forecourt from right to left. Yegor, Loda, Cannon, Catchings. Cannon right off the window and missed it in tight. The tip no good by Kaba Kata, and Providence comes the other way, and that was two good looks inside. Neither one goes. Could have been an easy 2-0 lead for BYU to open.
That's a play they practiced in shoot-around. Worked perfectly. Got the good shot close in.
Getting right to the rim. Scoring at the other end is Wesley Cardet, and so BYU misses its close-in opportunity, and Providence converts, and that's frustrating for Kevin Young because, again, the first play was kind of like right out of the book, and they got what they wanted for sure. Yegor sends out to Cannon. Pull, fire, score! Cannon fire from the top of the key. Cannon catching the first Mountain America Credit Union three-pointer, and BYU takes a 3-2 lead.
Cannon has come out firing the last couple games.
Three-pointers brought to you by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. Cardet sends high to Asondico. Asondico low and a block at the rim. Oh, they're going to call a goaltend. Jaden Pierre saw it swatted away. I think it was Cannon Catchings who got it, and they call a goaltend.
They clearly blocked it off the backboard, and the referees took a second, but Randy got it right.
So 4-3, Providence converts on his first two looks. Pressure in the BYU backcourt. Gallen's cross-court pass to Yegor barely got to him. Hall straight away. Left side, Demi. Yegor will drive it to the rim. High off the glass, too strong. Offensive rebound. Kaba up and missed again inside. The Cougs are 0-for-4 at the rim mark here in the first 90 seconds.
I think they're just rushing it a little bit. Kaba has gotten some nice offensive rebounds, but he just needs to just use those big shoulders and muscles to go up strong and finish it.
They've got BYU 1-for-3 from three, and that's not correct, right?
That is incorrect.
That is
incorrect. The one attempt.
They're 1-for-1 from deep and 0-for-4 inside on twos. Kim English is 5 feet onto the floor for Providence. Officials don't care for the time being. A steal. Kaba Keita took it away from Jaden Pierre in the Providence forecourt. Down floor Cannon Catchings. Cannon will Euro and pass in the left corner to Richie, who knocks down the triple. The Cougs take the 6-4 lead. BYU 2-for-2 from deep. That's two Mountain America Credit Union three-pointers. It's BYU 6 and Providence 4, 18-10 to play until halftime. Jaden Pierre straight away to Bryce Hopkins. Hopkins making his long-awaited season debut, coming off the ACL tear back in January. Cut off in forecourt and stolen! Cardet swatted, or swiped rather, by Richie Saunders, who takes it into forecourt right side. Dallin Hall, slow bounce in the forecourt. BYU right to left as we see it and you hear it. Providence coming left to right. BYU forecourt away from us to our left. Kaba on the wing left side to Saunders. Saunders will drive it, float it, and strong on it. A slap out, and it goes right to Jaden Pierre. Pierre down floor. Pulls it out to the perimeter left side. BYU 6, Providence 4, our early score. Almost 3 minutes in. Asantico hands off to Hopkins on the arc. Will shoot and will miss. Offensive rebound. Loose ball foul. It'll go against Providence. It's BYU basketball.
Not a good-looking shot from Hopkins. He hasn't played in almost a year. And that showed it a little bit there. And BYU still hasn't made a bucket inside the arc. But, man, they've been good from the three-point line.
Cardet will check out. Bensley Joseph, who had been the starting point guard before Hopkins returned, checks in, and backcourt pressure forces a kick out of bounds. It'll stay BYU basketball. 17:03 to go till halftime. BYU 6 and Providence 4. BYU has it 6 points on 2 3-point field goals. Again, the stat is an error at 2-for-5 from 3. That's not correct. BYU's 2-for-2 from deep.
Providence does like to pressure backcourt. BYU worked on their press break today and shoot around.
Dallin Hall, right side, top side, down the lane. Back to Yegor, top of the key, three. Heavy on it. A tap out by Cannon Catchings and a reset to Demi. Yegor in forecourt, 15-second shot clock. 16:40 on the first half game clock. A bobble by Yegor, but into the hands of Richie Saunders. Now Kaba on the arc left. Very aggressive Providence defense. Yegor beats his man to the free throw line. Jumper in and out. Offensive stick back by Cannon. No! And the Cougs on a slap out to Richie. Missed the three. Rebound defensively for Providence. BYU look after look. So many inside. I think they're 0-for-5 right now on the inside looks, Mark.
Yeah, just can't finish. They're getting to the rim.
Baseline drive by Hopkins. Cut off by Demi. Yegor stays with Hopkins, who has to send out on the arc left side to Pierre. Cycled Floyd to Joseph. And now top of the key, Asantico banks it in for the lead. Straight away, really heavy, and off the window and in for the 7-6 lead. Dallin Hall, arc left. We'll take the under 16-minute media timeout on the whistle.
Lob
up, throw down! Dallin Hall to Kaba Keita. You know what's coming. BYU 8, Providence 7, 15:40 to go till halftime. That's an early Zions Bank shot of the game. Kaba Keita with the patented alley-oop throwdown. For 150 years of helping you succeed, Zions Bank is for you.
Yeah, if they don't bring help on that pick and roll, that's just money. That's Keita every time.
8-7, BYU the lead. Richie dives in for the steal and does hustle. Get it in forecourt to Hall.
Corner
back
three.
To Richie, left corner, won't take it. Reset to Hall on the arc left side. Kaba at the free throw line, takes a bounce, floats it, and misses it short. All the misses for BYU, except for the Kaba-Keita throwdown, are coming at the rim. Was it a foul or... It was a foul on Richie Saunders, taking us to our first break. 15:08 to play until halftime. It is BYU 8 and Providence 7. Cougars have been good from outside and have had tough luck inside. We're taking a break on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Basketball, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
All right, so back here at Amica Mutual Pavilion in Providence, Rhode Island. Greg Grubel and Mark Durant with you for BYU basketball, BYU at Providence. After the first media timeout, we get ready to come back in with BYU 8 and Providence 7. Our early score, BYU basketball, brought to you by Bam Bam's Barbecue. Perfectly smoking each cut of meat just for you. Go on in and enjoy Central Texas Barbecue right there in Provo. Bam Bam's Barbecue, authentic to the bone. The shooting numbers aren't accurate right now because they've got BYU having taken 9 threes, and I think BYU's taken 3 threes and has made 2 of 3. The stat sheet has them 2 for 9, so they've got some issues on the scores table here with how they're hitting buttons. Clearly, these numbers are not accurate.
I wonder, though, is the field goal attempts accurate? It says BYU's taken 13 in this game to Providence, only taking 4.
That feels about right.
BYU has created 3 turnovers. They got a bunch of offensive rebounds, but certainly not being able to put them in the basket, making them pay. I only have the 1-point lead. Igor Damon, I can't imagine the pressure you would feel as a young man having all the scouts coming to watch you. He's been solid as far as handling the ball, but has missed a couple of open shots I'd expect him to hit.
It's early, but Cannon Ketching's already 2 offensive rebounds, and that ties his young BYU career high. Trevin Nell has checked in for the Cougs. He's in for Dallin Hall. Providence in forecourt. Jabri Abdur-Rahim has entered the contest for the Friars. Jaden Pierre out front. His bounce pass on the wing to Bensley Joseph is kicked by Cannon Ketchings. It'll go back to 20 on the shot. 14:53 on the first half game clock. And Kim Joseph has spent a lot of time well onto the floor. Slow bounce out front for Pierre. Slip screen to Asondico. Asondico double-teamed in the post. Finds a man open left corner. Baseline drive. Bank on score by Bensley Joseph. 9-8. Providence takes the 1-point lead. BYU in forecourt with Yegor. He'll drive it left block, miss it, and the putback throwdown by Kaba Keita. So Kaba's 2 makes are dunks, one on the alley-oop and one on the offensive rebound stick back, and BYU back in front by a score of 10-9.
Well, BYU's missing shots, but they're drawing defensive players, and so Kaba's had a bunch of offensive rebounds. He throws that one down.
Pierre jumps into a 3, top of the key. Kaba has the rebound, and he's almost undercut by Jabri Abdur-Rahim. That'll be a foul on Abdur-Rahim. And foul number 2 on the Friars to 1 for BYU. Fuseni Traore will check in for Kaba Keita. Kaba's got 4.
Yeah, really nice. 4 points and then 5 rebounds early in this one.
Those 4 points pacing BYU. Mihailo Boskovic will enter for Cannon Ketchings. So the Cougs' new lineup. Deming, Nell, Saunders, Boskovic, and Fuse. Yegor. From back to front, right to left. BYU's up 10-9, 13:55 to go in half number 1. Richie on the perimeter left, hands off to Nell. Nell hands high to Deming. Yegor Deming on the arc right side. Ends up in Trevin Nell's hands on the perimeter left. Now Foose top of the key. Yegor spots an opening, will drive an over-the-shoulder pass. Got away from his intended target, but is rescued by Saunders near the timeline. Finds Yegor with 4 and with 3 and with 2 to Foose low and a miss at the rim again.
Wow.
And it stays 10-9. BYU just cannot buy a bucket inside right now.
Foose is missing. You know something's wrong.
3 straight away. Good by Joseph. And Providence back in front, 12-10. All those misses coming home to roost for BYU. So many great inside looks and a real struggle inside. And a struggle outside as Richie Saunders slaps a 3-pointer off the window. Joseph the other way. Terminates. A cycle to Abdur-Rahim. Traveled at the left elbow. They missed that, and he makes the elbow jumper. And Providence has its game-high lead of 4 at 14-10. 5-0 spurt. Make it 6-0 spurt for the Friars. So 14-10 with 12:48 to play. A whistle. What's up?
Maybe a clock issue. Maybe they finally gave a warning to the Providence bench.
They're going to take a look and see if that Abdur-Rahim shot was a 2 or a 3. Called a 3 on the floor. So we'll stay right here with that not yet time for the under 12-minute media timeout. 12:48 to play until halftime. And Providence, a little spurt, takes its game-high four-point lead at 14-10. BYU basketball brought to you by All-Pro Capital. All-Pro Capital, put your money to work with smart real estate investments. Visit allprocapital.com for more information. All-Pro Capital, celebrating 15 years of creating wealth. And the Cougs are going to look back on this video from the first half and see so many of the good looks they wanted inside somehow not find the bottom of the hoop.
Yeah, sometimes in these environments, you rush yourself a little bit early, and you always just got to settle down, find the rim, finish your shot, and not worry so much about getting it blocked, but think about finishing it.
Again, the shooting numbers are all jacked up right now on the stat monitor. They have BYU is 2 for 9 from deep, and I think BYU's taken 4 or maybe 5 three-pointers max.
I don't think they've made a two-pointer other than Kaba's dunks.
That's right. 2 threes and 2 Kaba dunks, and that's it. The score is 14-10. Friars lead it. We're back in. They did call it a three. Confirmed. Dallin Hall back in the game and knocked out of his hands by Jaden Pierre. It stays BYU basketball. Dawson Baker's checked in. Dawson's a guy that can usually get to the rim. Good shooter and pretty good finisher. Fuseni Traore, right wing Dallin Hall. Dallin, give and go back to Fuse, returns to Hall on the arc right. He'll get to the paint. Nearly turn it over on the baseline. Fuse saves it from going out of bounds, gets to the middle, looking to step through. Jump hook, good, there it is. Fuseni Traore. And the Cougs have their first non-dunk two-point make of the night. 14-12, BYU within two with 12:20 to play until the break. Bensley Joseph into a three left side. Yep, he's got 8 to lead the Friars. They've made 4 threes already. They're top 20 nationally in three-point rate and percentage of points made on threes. Foose, a little awkward post feed from Dallin Hall. It'll take us to a timeout on a bump in the back by Oswin Arunse. So the foul by Arunse is the third on the Friars, takes us to the 12-minute, under 12-minute media break right at the 12-minute mark. So, 8 minutes in, Providence up to a game-high 5-point lead on the Friars' 4th-3 of the first half. It is 17-12 Friars on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Here's Cleon Wall with a scoreboard update.
First game of the Big 12 Big East battle goes to the Big East. Villanova takes down Cincinnati 68-60. Jizzy James, 19 points for the Bearcats in the loss. Syracuse losing at Tennessee right now, 57-39. About 15 minutes left to go in that game. Let's send it back to Amica Mutual Pavilion with Mark Durant. Here's the voice of the Cougars, Greg Rebel.
Thank you, Cleon. BYU basketball brought to you by Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen has been helping Utah families for over 30 years. Learn more at SiegfriedandJensen.com. Just 3 threes made by the Friars, not 4. As we said before the break, either way, the score remains 17-12. Providence, we come back into BYU basketball, triggering beneath the BYU hoop to the left of the standard is Dallin Hall. Dallin playing with Dawson Baker, Trevin Nell, Fuseni Traore, and Mihailo Boscovich.
And just 28% shooting for BYU to 78% for Providence.
BYU's gotten off 9 more shot attempts here in the first 8 minutes. Nell to the left elbow. Now left arc, the hand to Hall. Hall drops it downstairs to Fuse. Fuse hard to the middle. Jump hook with the right hand, good again. Fuseni Traore has made the last 2 buckets for BYU, and the Cougs draw within 3, 17-14.
People never learn that you got to bring pressure. Foose makes them do it every game, but the first half's usually a Foose fest.
Kaba's got 4, Foose has 4, and then a pair of 3s getting it to 14, 17-14. 1-foot fadeaway by Cardet, and he's fouled on it by Dallin Hall. Wesley Cardet Jr. will go to the free throw line where he's shooting only 57%. On the stripe, that's 17 for 30. Coming off a season-low 5-point game against Indiana in the Bahamas, 2 points in this game, looking to make it 3 and 4 from the free throw line. These are the first two free throws for either team. And the free throw good by Wesley Cardet Jr., averaging 10 points, 5 rebounds, and an assist per game. Bryce Hopkins checks back in, checking out Jabri Abdur-Rahim, the son of Sharif Abdur-Rahim. And Sharif Abdur-Rahim is the president of the G League. And so much of BYU's bench, its coaching staff, has the G League background and experience, including, of course, head coach Kevin Young. All right, Cardet to shoot a second of two free throws and restore a five-point lead. He does, makes them both. He's got 4, and the Friars up 5, 19-14. Full court pressure from Providence. And the pressure forces a knockout off of the Friars. It'll stay BYU basketball, still trying to trigger in on the end line.
Dallin and Trevin both went to the same spot. Lucky to get out of that with another chance here.
Dawson Baker, the trigger man. Ryan Mila, the freshman from Massachusetts, has checked in for the Friars. Backcourt pressure by Providence. Double teamed as Nell. Nearly traveled in backcourt. The fans respond. Gets it to Boscovich in forecourt. Hands to Hall on the timeline. So BYU can now run its stuff in the forecourt, but now down to a 15-second shot clock already. Took a while to get into forecourt. Foose hands off Baker. Baker at the free throw line. Spin to the middle. Jumper missed strong. Offensive rebound, Boscovich. He's undercut. It'll be a foul on Providence. It'll be against Wesley Cardet Jr., and that should be 4 fouls, make it 5 now. 5 against the Friars.
I do like that duo of Baker and Foose. They work really well together. Baker got a shot off, but it's a little too off to the left, and great rebound from Boscovich.
By the way, the 5 Providence fouls by 5 different players, each one apiece. Off the inbound, Trevin Nell for 3, knocks it down. Big shot for BYU. Mountain America Credit Union 3-pointer, number 3, and BYU within 2 and 19-17. Isondico. Hand off Cardet. He'll drive and dish left corner. Hopkins. Perimeter left side to Joseph. Joseph crossover finds Mila. Mila will drive and kick. In the corner, Cardet for 3. Off the rim, the window, and in.
They've had a bank in, and then that one goes. Some lucky shooting from Providence.
Coming off a season-low 5. He's got 7 already here in the first half, and Providence back out to a 5-point lead, 22-17. The Cougars' tough rim luck and good rim luck for Providence. Boscovich short on the 3. The rebound of the Friars, and they're running with 10:15 to go till halftime. Bensley Joseph, baseline right, will cross it over, drive into Nell. Beneath the bucket, lean back and score off the window. Joseph's got 10 here in the first half to lead all scores. And Providence has its game-high lead of 7. Here comes the crowd on their feet. Halfway through half number 1. Mark, you talked about it, and here it comes. The first moment of the night where BYU has to respond to noise and pressure. And a foul out front by Cardet will quiet the crowd. With 9:54 to play in the first half, that's 2 on Cardet and 6 on the Friars. BYU will be in the bonus on the next Providence foul. Cardet will check out with 2 as Kim English gives him some guarding technique advice, having picked up his 2nd foul. So BYU basketball, Dawson will have a seat. Dawson Baker hits the bench. Cannon Catchings re-enters. BYU in a bit of a danger zone right now, down 7. As Providence has made its last 5 from the field, including a 3 that went far rim, window, and in. Traore straddles the 3-point line straight away. Let's traffic pass. Gives to Hall on the perimeter right. Dallin will drive it to the right block. Hand to Foose. Foose right in front of the rim. Jump hook good again with the right hand over the left shoulder. Fuseni Traore has 3 jump hooks for 6 points. And the Cougs within 5, 24-19. Good answer.
Finally taking that lid off the inside shots. The field goal is starting to go for BYU.
Cougs could have had a sizable lead had their early good looks gone and did not. Isondico. A send out, angle left. Now right corner. Barron. High. Joseph. A shove off or a block? What do we have? On Trevin Nell, a blocking. No, they don't. Yeah, they do call Nell on the blocking foul. He went flying. Thought that might be team foul number 7 on the offensive. No, it goes the other way. Only foul number 3 for BYU. Maybe why that foul was called. It was 6-2 until that foul call. So 6 fouls against Providence, 3 against BYU. Abdur-Rahim checks in. Joseph out. BYU with Hall, Nell, Catchings, Traore, Boscovich. Corner 3, Abdur-Rahim good. Jersey number three notched down the three, and Providence by a game-high eight now, 27-19. That's 5 of 7 three-point shooting for the home team. Hall hounded by Pierre. The drive and miss inside, a block of Traore. And here come the Friars the other way, racing it in transition. A stop on the block left side. A send out to Abdul Rahim. He'll fake it from three. Drive the key. Get right to the rim. Squeeze it up and miss it, but he's fouled. He'll get two free throws with 8:44 to go till halftime. But now the Friars are on a run, and it can make it a double-digit lead here in the first half. Those early misses inside for BYU, costing the Cougars later in the half. 27-19. The Friar lead is 8, and they can make it 10 as Jabri Abdur-Rahim goes to the line for 2. A 79% free throw shooter.
Yeah, Rahim is feeling it. He wanted that. Took it strong and makes that free throw. And the whole team, Providence, is playing with a lot of confidence right now.
Jabri Abdur-Rahim with now 3s in 7 of 9 games this season. Coming off a 14-point game against Indiana, he's already got 8, looking to make it. Looking to make it 7 at the free throw line, and does so. 2 for 2 on the trip. The Friars are 4 for 4. BYU's not taken a free throw yet. 8:40 to go, and now it's a 10-point Providence lead. BYU's game-high lead was 2, is all. And Providence up 10. Dallin Hall will drive it. Little reverse flip. Block back into the hands of Kaba. Somehow that does not go right at the rim. Wow. And Kevin Young makes the motion. Is how does that not go? BYU's missed shot after shot after shot right at the rim.
Couldn't have been easier, but why not dunk it? You're wide open, Kaba.
Jabri Abdur-Rahim cut off at the free throw line the other way. Underhand scoops it to Hopkins. Hopkins stops in the post. Now steps through and finger rolls it off the window. And it's a 31-19 Providence lead. 8 minutes to play until halftime, and BYU's getting run out at the moment. Yegor back in the game between the circles. Runs it to the right. Yegor into the lane, off the window, heavy. He'll get 2 free throws after this. 7:48 to go until the break. 31-19, Providence on a 12-2 run, taking a big lead over BYU on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Back to Mark Durant and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU basketball brought to you by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. One of the reasons Providence has a 12-point lead over BYU is this stat. Providence on layups, 3 for 3. BYU on layups, 0 for 4. 31-19, the Friars lead the tough-luck BYU Cougars. Kaba Keita in this game, by the way, does have a couple of dunks, so he is converting on those. He has 5 offensive rebounds, a career high coming in the first 12 minutes of this game. 5 of his 6 rebounds are offensive. However, BYU's not turning enough of those offensive rebounds into second-chance points. The Cougs have 8 offensive rebounds, but less than a 1-to-1 offensive rebound-to-point ratio. The Cougs have 5 points off of 8 offensive boards.
Well, Kaba got a great offensive rebound last opportunity and had no one around him, and he tried to put it off the backboard and in. I mean, listen, there's about 0.00001% of the country has a body like Kaba Keita and athletic. If you're anywhere near the rim, dunk it. I mean, just dunk it. And he missed that one, and it's not just him. Everybody's missing at the rim, and the other part of that equation is Providence not missing anything. They're up at 84%, 85% in this game, and so BYU's got to convert down low, and then they've got to play better defense. I mean, Providence is just schooling them right now.
It's so rare to see a number like this. BYU's taken twice as many field goal attempts as Providence. It is down double digits. It's 26 field goal attempts to 13, but the Friars are 11 for 13. BYU's 8 for 26. It's a 7-0 Providence run. They're 7 for the last 7. From the floor, unlucky sevens for BYU. Yegor Demin shoots 2 free throws as we come back in and makes the first. And for Yegor, that is point number 1 on the night. And BYU's first free throw attempt on the night.
In that timeout, you're just saying, settle down, guys. Let's maybe half this lead by halftime, and we're fine in this game.
Yegor 2 for 2. BYU within 10, 31-21. Providence has made its last seven from the field. Jabri Abdur-Rahim, topside to Corey Floyd Jr.
He'll try a zone.
Angle left to Pierre Abdur-Rahim. Terminates 25 feet away right side. Now between the circles to Floyd. Pierre back to Floyd. Three-point range right down to a seven-second shot clock against his zone. Down to five and four. An NBA three straight away from Pierre off the rim right. Rebound to Dawson Baker. He's hip-checked. It'll be one and one the other way. Corey Floyd Jr. picks up the eighth Fryer foul, and that'll give BYU a chance to score two at the clock stop with 7:16 to go until halftime. 31-21. Providence, which had a game-high 12-point lead, sees the lead at 10 as Dawson Baker goes to the line for 1-1.
Well, that zone was effective, at least for that possession. I think took Providence off guard. They never got into an offense and had to throw up a deep three at the end of the shot clock.
BYU basketball brought to you by Fillmore Spencer. As Dawson misses the free throw, Cannon catching saves in on the right sideline. BYU 2-for-3 from the stripe. 31-21 Friars. Cougars stay in possession. Baker mid-alley left to the free throw line across the lane to the right block and lobs out to Yegor Deming 30 feet away on the right. Down to 4 and 3 on the shot clock with 2 and with 1. Kaba hands off and a shot clock violation. Yegor couldn't get a shot up as the clock expired. Fillmore Spencer, Utah's trusted, top-rated local law firm, can play offense, defense, or provide a little coaching. Fillmore Spencer, attorneys at law, solving problems and seizing opportunities for you, your family, and your business.
That was Yegor's fault. You can't give it that late in the clock to Kaba and expect him to do anything with it.
31-21 Friars. BYU no field goals in 3 minutes. Hopkins up top to Bensley Joseph. Now Joseph, slow rock on Cannon Catchings. Will drive it to the left block in the right corner to Jabri Abdur-Rahim. Goes for the dunk. He's hit at the rim and a late whistle.
Late
whistle. Might have been a blocked shot. Instead, they call the foul on. They give it to Kaba. I think so. Kaba Kata picks up his first. The Cougs have their fourth team foul to 8. For Providence, the Friars, who are 4-for-4 at the free throw line, get 2 more as Jabri Abdur-Rahim, who has 7 points, including 2 of 2 at the stripe, goes to the line. Abdur-Rahim started his career at Virginia, transferred to Georgia, and now to Providence. Again, the son of former NBAer and current G League president Sharif Abdur-Rahim is now perfect at the free throw line. 3-for-3. And the Friars as a team are 5-for-5. 32-21. Friars up 11. They can equal their game high lead of 12. On this free throw. And no, a miss. Skips off the iron and Richie Saunders grabs the rebound. Down floor Yegor. Yegor loses his man to the left wing. Shoots a 3 and missed at front rim. Kaba Kata skies for the rebound, tries to yank it away. A tie-up is called. It'll go to Providence on the arrow. So not the reward there that Kaba might have otherwise earned as a pair of Providence hands clamped onto the orb as Kaba grabbed it. It's a tie-up and Friars basketball. 7, make it 6-12 to play until halftime.
Yeager with a great move to free himself. Just wide open 3, missed.
Drive to the rim, layup. Wow. And that's Bryce Hopkins with his first 2. Since January. Providence now pressing on the make. Hopkins, having returned from the ACL tear in January, scores his first 2, and the fans acknowledge that moment. 34-21, game high lead. Floater does drop. Is that Dawson who released it? I was a little blocked on my view. Dawson Baker for the score, makes it an 11-point game. 34-23, first 2 for Dawson. Bensley Joseph, left corner, Pierre. Jaden Pierre back to Joseph. Cycled Hopkins now to Jabri Abdur-Rahim. Straight away, Joseph. Joseph rocks a dribble. Tried to send a lob pass low to the cutting. Oswin Arunse. It's knocked out of bounds by BYU with an 11-second shot clock. Providence basketball. 5:24 to go till the break. BYU trying to hang it around before halftime. It's a double-digit Friars lead, 34-23. Coming your way from Amica Mutual Pavilion, where the season tickets are sold out. Average home attendance, 9,600 so far this year. Seats 12-4. Arunse, the handoff to Abdur-Rahim for 3. Off the iron, Richie a rebound. Outlet, Yegor. Down the barrel comes Demian. 5:10 to go till halftime. Yegor down the left side of the free throw lane. Finds Cannon catching three-point range right. Trying to wipe away Rubdur Rahim and throws it over the backboard. What's the call? No call. It's out of bounds. There was contact that Catchings drew, but did not get the whistle from Randy McCall. And Providence leading it by 11. The Friars not cooling down much. 8 for the last 10 from the field.
Sometimes Cannon, when he hasn't been involved much, will force something. That certainly was an instance of that.
BYU shooting 31%. The Friars 75%. BYU's taken 13 more shots than Providence. Pierre. Left wing, Floyd. Floyd drives Demian low. Step through in the post. Off the window short. Yegor on the carom. Yegor. Front court right side. Underhands it to Richie Saunders. Three-point range right. Richie will penetrate. Off the glass. Good. Richie Saunders with the right hand. And BYU makes it a single-digit game. 34-25. BYU with a 9 with 4:20 to go till halftime.
Well, this zone has been more effective, at least, than their previous defense. They're getting stops now.
Bensley Joseph, right side. Now pass goes left to Abdur Rahim. Abdur Rahim, slow bounce between the rings. Shovels it to Pierre in the corner. Floyd, straight away, Abdur Rahim. Sees an opening. Floater, short. Rebound, Saunders. BYU the other way. 4-on-4 down the floor. Dawson left side. Dawson top side. Dawson down the lane. Kicks in the corner. Catchings to an open Yegor for three. Dribbles into a three that he's short on. He had it and dribbled into a tougher shot. And then a knock out of bounds by Providence with 3:43 to go until halftime. We'll take a break at the under 4 minute media timeout. BYU within 9. We'll have the basketball next on a 20 second shot clock. It is Providence 34, BYU 25. Here in Rhode Island on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Your home for BYU basketball is the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Radio on KBYU FM HD2 Provo. You are listening to BYU basketball on BYU Radio.
Cougar basketball brought to you by Jones Paint and Glass. When you hear the crash, think of Jones Paint and Glass. Visit jonespg.com to find a location near you. 3:43 to go until halftime here in Providence, Rhode Island. Amica Mutual Pavilion, AMP. Yes, they call it the AMP. Before, they used to play in the Dunk, the Dunkin' Donuts Center, which was renamed Amica Mutual Pavilion. So they used to play at Dunkin' Donuts Center, called the Dunk. Before that, it was simply the Providence Civic Center. And it was the Providence Civic Center when BYU came into this venue back in 1981 and began its run to the Elite Eight. Danny Ainge led BYU past UCLA, well, Princeton and UCLA, before taking the team down to Atlanta the next week. And that's when that Notre Dame coast-to-coast drive happened that lives in lore. But, yes, the Elite Eight run began right here on this floor back in 1981.
Now, 10 to nothing on the offensive boards for BYU. That's certainly
crazy.
Have had a lot more opportunities to get offensive boards than Providence, who haven't missed a lot of shots tonight, but still an impressive number, but only 5 second-chance points.
You want to be at least 1-1, at least 1-1 in second-chance points for your offensive rebounds, and BYU's at 5 points on 10 boards on the front end. Kaba Keita has most of them. The inbound to Damian on the base right, corner left. Trevin Nell makes a big, big three. Trevin Nell knocks down the triple to make it a 6-point game. BYU's just hanging around. 34-28 the score.
Looked like they were going to get a 5-second call. They just lob it up to Damon, who catches it and then finds Nell in the corner.
So give Yegor the assist, number 2 in the first half.
Travel.
Bensley traveled. Bensley Joseph shuffled the feet in the paint as he came to a jump stop. Foose will check back in. Just updating Kaba's offensive rebound number. 5 of his 6 boards on the offensive end. That's a season high. I said career high earlier. Season high in offensive rebounds with 5. His career high is 7 in a single game. All right,
just
BYU
like that,
on the floor,
you know,
with Hall, Saunders, Nell, Yegor, and Foose. And BYU, yes, down just 6 with 3:18 to play until halftime. This lead got to 13 for the Friars, but it's a 7-0 run since for BYU. The Friars haven't scored in 3 minutes. 3 minutes even to play until halftime. Trevanel jabbing on the arc left. Finds Yegor baseline left. Short corner. Back to the basket. Waves players away from him on a bounce toward the middle. Still on the dribble. Swoops low. Yegor has it knocked out of his hands. Squeezes it up still somehow. Hits the side of the backboard. The whistle comes on the foul. A frustrated Yegor will go to the line for two on team foul number nine. BYU shoots two the rest of the way.
He had his hands on the ball for a long time in that possession, just kind of trying to back down and not having a lot of success, but then he stuck with it and finally drew a foul.
Cardet picks up his third here in the first half. I think that is three on. It is three on Wesley Cardet Jr. And that's nine, so the next will be two shots for BYU. 2:52 to play until halftime. Yegor makes the free throw, so Deming is now 3 for 3 at the line. That's all of his scoring here in the first half. 3 points, one rebound, two assists in 13 minutes. 8-0 BYU run now with that free throw. Providence hasn't scored in 3.5 minutes. Cougs got back into this one after being down 13. 2 for 2 for Yegor. It's a 4-point game, 34-30.
Well, this zone has been really effective. Providence, since BYU's gone to it, has not been good.
Bensley Joseph past the timeline. He's playing with Rich Barron to his right, and Barron sends it back to Joseph out between the rings. BYU in the zone. A 2-3 with Hall and Deming up top. Barron shoots a three over the zone and hits it. Wouldn't you know it? Rich Barron averaging 3.5 per game, knocks down the three to end the drought for the Friars and make it a 7-point game. 37-30, shooting 30% on the year from three as Barron makes the big triple. Nell to answer, misses the three. Rebound slapped out and collected by the Friars. Hopkins front court right. Richie went for the steal. Hopkins got it back. Right corner Barron. Cycled Hopkins, top of the key. Abdur Rahim. Wow. Back-to-back threes after BYU got it to within four. It's now a 10-point game just like that. 40-30. Jabri Abdur Rahim with 11 here in the first half, including two threes. Just that quickly. Foose, little reverse flip, missed it beneath the rim. Another close-in miss for the Cougs in the first half. And 40-30, Friars the other way. 100 seconds to go till halftime. Barron on the arc, left stripe extended to the free throw line. Kick out, three, again.
Wow.
BYU got right back in it, and they get shot right back out of it. A 13-point lead on nine straight. After a 3.5-minute scoring drought, back-to-back-to-back threes for Providence. 1:15 to go until halftime. Yegor just inside the three-point line, left side. Swoops across the lane. Looks to step through. Fades away. In and out. Slap out by Saunders out of bounds. And a foul called on Richie over the back. Fans on their feet, and the tide has turned late in this one. Late in the first half in Providence. .105 to go till the break. It was 34-30. BYU closing within four. Since then, nine straight on three threes, and that's 43-30 in the span of 90 seconds. 9-0 run.
Again, BYU's taking 14 more shot attempts, but that 8-for-12 from three is killing them.
Friars shooting 71% field and 67% arc, 83% stripe. Those are winning numbers. Pierre squeezes through two defenders with a pass to Hopkins. Takes a hit at the rim. Missed it, but he'll shoot two free throws. Kevin Young questioning the call against Trevanel. It'll put Hopkins at the line for two. He's got 2 points on the night. In his first action back since January 24th when he tore his ACL. Played 14 games last year before the season-ending injury. Preseason, first-team All-Big East for the second consecutive season. Bryce Hopkins, the 6'7", 220-pound senior from Oak Park, Illinois. The Kentucky transfer misses the free throw. He stays at 2 points in the first half. 9-0 Friars run. They make their last three, and all three from three as BYU's gone scoreless for 2 minutes plus. After closing to within four. The score is 43-30. Friars lead 48.1 to go until halftime. Hopkins second of two, made the second. He's got 3 points. The lead, a game-high 14. After BYU got it to within four, 10 straight for the Friars. Catchings dribbles into a three, top of the key, heavy on it. Great rebound by Foose, goes back up with it and scores it. And Kevin Young calls timeout, a 30-second timeout he would otherwise lose here in the first half. BYU draws to within 12 on the Foose stick back.
A shot by Cannon was an attempt to get a 2-for-1, and obviously missed it. Foose, great rebound putback, but you'll still get 2-for-1, but won't be a lot of time.
Now, it's fair to say, Mark, that Providence isn't missing a lot of shots to begin with, but how often do you see a half go 11-0 in offensive rebounds by the team that's getting beaten by double digits?
Well, I'd rather see that number lower and BYU not giving themselves so many opportunities for offensive rebounds, because it has not been pretty, just shooting 32% from the field. And maybe that's not the worst number of all time, but when you contrast it with 71% for Providence, that's not going to, I don't know, matter how many offensive rebounds you get, you need about 30 to be able to match that.
And the Cougs are still under the 1-to-1 offensive rebound to second chance point ratio. BYU 10 second chance points on 11 offensive rebounds. BYU basketball is brought to you in part by Sierra West Jewelers, the largest dealer in Utah with the lowest prices and three stores located across from the malls in Orem, Sandy, and Murray. Sierra West Jewelers. We price match. Well, the Cougs likely won't score match here in the first half. It's 44-32. The Friars a 12-point lead. This will be the first game BYU does not lead at halftime this year. ...23-second shot clock, 25-second game clock. So the Friars can play for close to a last-second shot. Some pressure on the far sideline, nearly forcing a turnover. But Barron, hemmed in on the sideline, will throw it off of Dallin Hall to keep it in Providence possession. Two double teams on the far sideline against two different players, nearly forced a turnover twice, and Providence escaped both times. Trey Stewart in, Mihailo Boskovic out, with 11 seconds on the shot, 14 on the game. Providence will lead, and maybe by double digits here at halftime. 44-32 Friars. Bensley Joseph into Bryce Hopkins. Hopkins on the arc left side. Double teamed there. Will drive against the double. Euro hang and miss, but he'll get two more free throws with 7.7 to play and a 4-second shot clock. And Kevin Young is not like the last couple of foul calls against BYU in particular. It feels like they've guarded Hopkins well enough to not be whistled on the misses by the returning preseason All Big East first teamer, Bryce Hopkins, jersey number 23, last year, averaging 16-9-1 before leaving due to the torn ACL to end his year. He makes the free throw. He's got four here in the first half.
Well, he hasn't been the problem in this half. Raheem Abdul-Rahim has been great at getting a lot of production from a lot of different guys. Providence played very well. Now BYU 7.7, so plenty of time to get a good look here going into halftime.
45-32, the lead 13. The game-high lead for Providence has been 14. That lead can be tied on a second free throw make here from Bryce Hopkins. The officials are finally getting on Kim English about hit the coaching box and the bench decorum. That's been liberal all half. Hopkins second of two to give him 5 points on the night and makes it. So 2-for-2 on the trip, he's got five. And the lead is back up to a game-high 14 after BYU closed it to four. 6 seconds to go before the break. Yeager will drive, cuff, look to hand off, rebounds back to him. He shoots and is fouled with .1 on the game clock. He missed the baseline jumper, took a hit right before the clock hit zeros. And on the foul to Arunse, his second and the 10th for Providence, Yeager will shoot two. There is .1 on the clock. They may or may not make an adjustment to that number. So BYU can draw two within 12 at the break if Yeager makes them both. Makes there. And Yeager, all of his scoring has come from the free throw line. He's 5-for-5 at the line. BYU's a team is 5-for-6.
Say not a great half for Yeager. He's actually trying to do too much off the dribble one-on-one, which is unusual for him. Just 2 assists.
Makes the second. Providence will inbound, and that will do it. So, 12-point lead for the Friars at the break. 46-34. Halftime recap next here on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Now, back to Cougar Halftime Live with Cleon Wall on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
All right, so Cougar Halftime Live has concluded. This is BYU basketball from Providence, Rhode Island. Providence 46 and BYU 34 is our score as we begin half number two. Mark Durant and Greg Rubel with you from Amica Mutual Pavilion, formerly the Providence Civic Center and formerly the Dunkin' Donuts Center, and now the Amp. And the home fans were pretty amped as Providence got out to a 14-point lead on a couple of occasions and leads BYU by a dozen at the break, 46-34.
Trying to wrap my mind around that first half, Greg. BYU took 16 more shots. I don't ever think I've ever seen a game where a team shot that many more field goal attempts and then was behind by 12 at halftime. Pretty remarkable. That shows you how efficient and effective the Friars were on offense and shot the three well and somehow have a double-digit lead but despite shooting 16 fewer shots than BYU.
Providence 15 for 21, BYU 12 for 37. Both teams took 12 threes, and Providence doubled BYU up in that category. So there's your difference in the ball game. They've outscored BYU by 12 at the arc, and the margin is 12 on the scoreboard.
I'd like to see a little better play from the point guard. Dallin scoreless, and Yegor with free throws, but did not look comfortable there, and it was 0 for on his field.
Well,
it was 0 for 7.
Yeah, those two guys are 0 for 8 from the field. Yeah. So the only scoring came from Yegor, and it was at the free throw line. Dallin Hall did not score. No rebounds, 3 assists. Did not have a turnover. BYU had only 1 turnover, and it was actually a team turnover. So no individual had a giveaway in the first half. Remarkable. There were a bunch of remarkable numbers in that first half.
Impressive, considering Providence is a pressing team. BYU didn't turn it over.
All right, we're underway here in half number two. BYU will take it left to right as we see it and you hear it. The BYU forecourt is right in front of us. Our vantage point is just between the free throw line and the top of the three-point line in the BYU forecourt. Yegor. Turnaround jumper strong on it. He's now 0 for 8 from the field in this game. With all the scouts here to see, the would-be lottery pick, Yegor Deming, he's had a tough night. 30 seconds into half number two, Providence in forecourt. Beneath the bucket. Oh, blocked is Hopkins. Who got him?
Cannon came from behind and blocked that away.
Hall now in forecourt right side. BYU in navy with royal and white. Providence white with black tonight. 46-34, Friars up a dozen. Dallin Hall takes it through the lane. Left wing Saunders hit on the three-point attempt. No call. And the three-pointer missed. Saved on the end line by Asondico. He'll clear out to Jaden Pierre. Pierre front court left side. Pierre into the paint. Pivoting in the post. Straight away Asondico three. Strong on this one. He banked in a three in the first half. The rebound Cannon catches.
He needed to be stronger apparently.
BYU in forecourt, Yegor loses his man to the right side of the arc. Behind the back pass to Kaba. Kaba's little jump hook, tough luck. Bounces off the rim a couple of times and rebound to Providence. Corey Floyd, Jr., right wing. Now to the bump. Left to Pierre, low to Asondico. Asondico has it knocked out of his hands. Off of BYU, it'll stay Friars basketball. 90 seconds into half number two. BYU basketball brought to you by Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen helping Utah families for over 30 years. Learn more at SiegfriedandJensen.com. Floyd enters it to Hopkins, perimeter left. Bangs into Saunders, gets right to the rim, takes a hit, will shoot two free throws. Hopkins back to the free throw line. Kevin Young, none too pleased. Most of his complaints have come on the fouls that have been whistled on Hopkins' drives.
I don't know, Richie, even touched him. He gets his third.
So Hopkins getting a lot of respect from the officials tonight.
Getting the Harden treatment.
So Hopkins will shoot two free throws. He's got 7. Misses the free throw there. He's now 3 of 5 at the line.
Awesome.
Providence looking to win its 32nd of its last 33 non-conference home games. Hopkins second of two. Made that one. So the fans who stand until the first points are made will now have a seat, so we can do the same. 47-34, Friars lead it by 13. Steal, Providence. Down the lane, stumbling a little out of control is Pierre. Straight away to Floyd. Low to Asondico, hammers it. BYU late on the defense, and Priest Asondico has got five, and the lead is now a game-high 15 for Providence at 49-34.
Dallin just got picked out front on the dribble.
Hall is then fouled at the other end by Jaden Pierre, his second, first on the Friars in the second half. Fouls are one apiece. Providence is now shooting 67% from the field, 62 from the three-point line, and 75% at the free throw line. The BYU's 30, 31, and 86, respectively. So the Cougs have made their free throws well, 6 of 7, but Providence 9 for 12. Kaba up top. Kaba Keita sends to Hall, stripe extended right side. Down the windmill, his man will drive him down the lane, lob it up for Kaba. Tried a one-handed throw down, but he was fouled by Asondico on the way up. Asondico picks up his third, and Kaba will go to the line for two. Kaba Keita, only a 45% free throw shooter, will get two. Kaba tonight, 4 points, seven rebounds. And of Kaba's seven rebounds, five have come on the offensive end. So two free throws for Kaba. And no on the first. It's going to be tough for Kaba. The stroke is tough to replicate, I think, every time.
Man, they need these points. It's not the start you want to come out with in this half. It's been 2.5 minutes, and you're looking for their first point. Don't get it.
And there's a chicken deal in place on two consecutive free throw misses, so the fans went nuts on the 0-for-2 from Kaba. They're getting some free food out of it. And BYU gets nothing out of it in terms of the free throw trip. 0-for-2, and BYU's down 15, 49-34. Not much going BYU's way to begin half number two. Floyd, left side. Pierre, right side. Cannon Catchings got a hand on it, knocked it away, looks to take it away from Pierre, and the arrow will go to BYU alternate possession situation. No, pardon me, it'll stay with Providence on the arrow, but only a 1 second shot clock. So it's going to be in and fling for the Friars. 49-34, Providence leads it.
Cannon would have been better off just to let loose of the basketball. The shot clock would have run out. But a nice pick from Cannon initially.
Trigger man on the sideline will be Jaden Pierre. It's going to be in and up. And it's up from, he waited. No, he didn't, I'm sure. Oh, you know what? He made a 35-footer, but it was late. I don't think he knew it was a one-second clock. He took way too long to get it up.
He was in no hurry. But he took his time and he made it, though.
He made it from 35, but he was about a half second late. It was a one-second shot clock. I'm sure he had no idea. 17:05 to go. BYU looking to hang around, down 15. Dawson Baker, past the timeline. Left wing Cannon. Catchings in from 18, will lean in, shoot, and miss heavy. Rebound Friars. Catchings 1-for-6. Yegor, 0-for-8. A couple of starters with rough numbers. Hopkins sends in the corner, three-pointer, no. Long rebound. Dawson tried to slap to the sideline, and it goes off of Providence out of bounds. Dallin let it go. It'll be BYU basketball off the miss. 16:35 to go. Hopkins out and Jabri Abdur-Rahim in for the home team. BYU down 49-34. Also back in, Oswin Arunse checking out Kreist Asondico. Arunse out of Nigeria. Kaba Keita, top of the arc. Holds it out for Baker. Baker on the three-point line. Steps back. Now starts down the lane. Spins to the hoop. Layup. Whoa. Good. Nicely done by Dawson Baker. Baker makes it a 13-point ball game. We'll call that a power play of the game as he powered his way down the lane and scores the layup with the right hand. It's brought to you by Hyundai. See the full lineup of Hyundai all-wheel drive SUVs at your Utah Hyundai dealers. Mark, you thought 3 seconds could have been called there?
Yeah, absolutely. He's trying to post up Dawson, but
Bucket good. Driving floater by Jaden Pierre. He's got seven to answer the Baker make. And back to a 15-point game, 51-36. Saunders hands off Hall near the half-court line. Dallin on the bounce. Dallin to the elbow. Dallin down the lane. Stops in the left block. Pivoting in the post. And sends out to Catchings. High to Saunders. Down to a 10-second shot clock. Richie steps back. Gives to Catchings. Top of the key. Down to 6 and 5. Baker will raise. Baker will drive. He will float. He will make. Dawson Baker off the rim. The window and in. He scores four quick ones. And BYU back within 13. 51-38. Baker's heating up.
I think BYU just needed a spark. Maybe that's Baker in this game to get them kind of going, getting some positive things happening.
15-15 to play. BYU's not too far away. Dallin Hall is picked off out front. They're going to call an offensive foul on Arunse and take us to a timeout. The under 16-minute media break comes with 15:07 to play here in Providence. BYU can make it an 11 or a 10-point game after this. Providence 51, BYU 38 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Back to Mark Durant and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Time for our Jones Paint and Glass points in the paint check. When you hear the crash, think of Jones Paint and Glass. Points in the paint going to BYU right now by 4 at 20-16. But the lead belongs to Providence by 13 at 51-38. BYU's been outscored at the three-point line by 12, while the Cougs have outscored the Friars by 4 in the paint. That's Points Paint brought to you by Jones Paint and Glass. BYU was down 12 at the break. They trail by 13 early in half number two. We'll come out of this timeout with 15:07 to play here at Amica Mutual Pavilion. BYU won't play again for 8 days. Home to Fresno State a week from tomorrow at the Marriott Center.
Well, Dawson Baker, Greg, has been the spark plug in this second half. He's got 4, and that's all of BYU's points here after 5 minutes of play. He's been really good, and I think you take a page out of Baker's book and really put the pressure on this Providence defense and go to the hoop and try and find seams and try and break down the defense. So he's been good, but now he needs some help.
All right, BYU on the floor with Hall, Baker, Nell, Catchings, and Traore. Yegor Demi, with essentially every NBA team in the building to watch him, sits with 6 points all from the free throw line. Hall and Baker out front. Dawson to the top. Squeezes through defenders. Free to Foose. Corner catching. Cycle Hall. Baker top of the key. Three.
Baker.
Dawson's doing it all for BYU. He has all 7 after halftime. It's a Mountain America Credit Union three-pointer, and BYU makes it a 10-point game, 51-41.
Well, Foose passed open a shot. I thought it was a mistake, but getting it back to Baker for a three paid off.
Dawson Baker, shot maker. Cannon Catchings, late whistle on the block of Jabri Abdur-Rahim, and a foul is called on what looked like a clean rejection. Kevin Young again incredulous.
I think it was certainly clean on Cannon, but they called it on Trevin on the body.
Okay. So the block was good, but the body contact below was what prompted the whistle. So at 51-41, Abdur-Rahim can stop a little mini BYU run here at the free throw line. Cougs have made their last 3 from the field, all from Dawson Baker, a 2, a 2, and a 3. Dawson Baker, shot maker, with all 7 for BYU after halftime. Now the free throw good by Abdur-Rahim. He's got 12.
He's looked really good in this one. 2 for 3 from 3, and made him pay at the free throw line as well.
Now 13 as he makes them both. He leads the Friars in scoring, averaging 6.5 per game. He's doubled that here against BYU. 53-41. Friars by a dozen. Dawson. Dribble down the lane. Layup good. He's got 9 in a row for BYU after halftime. Dawson Baker. Wow. With 11. 9 coming after the break, and it's back to a 10-point game, 53-43.
A great screen by Foose as well to keep his man from helping on the drive.
We're into let Dawson bake territory. Right side, a whistle away from play. Another foul against BYU. This one will be against Dallin Hall down low. Running the baseline, working the base on a bigger man, and he's called for the whistle. With 13:59 to play, Hall picks up BYU's third. The fouls have evened up quickly, three apiece here after halftime. Baseline send in for Bensley Joseph to Arunse. Arunse high, Floyd. Left wing Abdur Rahim for three, spins it out. Rebound, loose ball foul against Providence this time. And it will go against Rich Barron. So Barron with his first, fourth on the Friars, BYU basketball. They can make it a single-digit game here, Mark, with still a ton of time left. 13:53 remaining.
Yeah, I think that's important. You're in single digits, you always feel like you're within range.
Dawson Baker's made all four shots for BYU after halftime. Tries to do it again. Floater short this time. Gets his own rebound. A reset to Nell. A touch pass to Hall. Dallin missed the three long, and the rebound to Bensley Joseph.
Well, that was a great opportunity. Wide open three.
And Dallin Hall remains scoreless on the night. Floyd, I thought, traveled with it. No call. Corner three, Barron long. Catching's rebound. Providence is cooling off. Can the Cougars make Providence pay? Nell transition three. Yes, they do! Trevin Nell with his third three of the night. Another Mountain America Credit Union three-pointer. Timeout call. We're taking it. 13:16 to go. Feeling like a whole new ball game after the break. BYU within seven. 53-46 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Back to Mark Durant and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
We've arrived at the All-Pro Capital Money Moment of the Game, brought to you by All-Pro Capital. Put your money to work with smart real estate investments. Visit allprocapital.com for more information. All-Pro Capital, celebrating 15 years of creating wealth. As Providence goes on a scoreless drought of nearly 3 minutes, BYU's made 5 of 7 from the field, including a Trevin Nell three a moment ago. And the Cougs have taken a game that got to Providence leading by 15 after the half to BYU now trailing by just 7. They've taken 8 points off the 15-point Providence lead. The score 53-46. The Friars lead BYU. Cougs within 7 early in half number 2. We've got 13:16 to play after a Providence call to timeout.
Dawson Baker's been amazing in this half, and then he got it going, and then Trevin Nell hits a tough shot in transition, a three, contested three in transition. Beautiful shot. The momentum has shifted here to BYU. Let's see what Providence comes out of that timeout with.
Providence has two timeouts remaining. BYU has three. As we come back in, it's Providence basketball. Bensley Joseph will run the point for the Friars. Joseph, Pierre, Barron, Hopkins, Abdur Rahim. BYU with Baker, Boscovich, Nell, Hall, and Traore. Foose guards Hopkins at the free throw line. Hopkins dives low, gets a block by Foose, a foul on the Hopkins drive. Again, I think every time Hopkins has taken it to the hole, he's either scored or gotten fouled. To call it on the floor. Foose got him down low. I don't think there's shots here.
I think he said two shots. I think it should have been on the floor. Whoa. Because it was on the pump fake.
So two for Hopkins, who's only 4 for 6 at the free throw line. Does have 8 points. He can go for double figures in his first game back off the torn ACL in January. First action of the year is tonight as he makes the free throw. Halts the momentum for a moment. 54-46, BYU down 8. Hopkins now 5 for 7 at the stripe, 9 points on the night, this for double figures.
A lot of their points at free throw line as both of those go. It's keeping BYU at bay from the free throw line.
Providence has outscored BYU by 7 at the line in a game they lead by 9, 55-46. Baker has gotten hot after halftime, is fouled by Bensley Joseph, an aggressive foul. Right into the face of Baker was Joseph. And now the Cougars are sitting at 5 team fouls for the Friars, 4 for BYU, 12:46 to play. The Cougars have made their free throws at a 6-for-9 clip tonight. Dallin Hall will send in on the baseline, on the sideline right in front of us. BYU left to right as we see it and you hear it here in the second half. Dawson will drive to the right perimeter. Hand high to Nell. They close out on Nell with Barron.
We got Foose.
Boscovich, a no-look skip to Hall. Takes a bump by Pierre. No call. In the paint to Boscovich and missed a short shot. The rebound falls to the Friars. Tough luck on the possession for BYU.
Got to hit that.
And there was a foul, I thought, out front that could have been called. Long three, Abdur Rahim the other way. Don't you know it. 16 for Jabri Abdur Rahim after BYU misses inside A big hit outside, and 58-46. Hall to answer for three, misses the three-pointer short. Pierre the rebound. And here come the Friars in transition the other way. 12 to play. Under 12-minute media timeout coming on the whistle. Abdur Rahim passes off at left wing to Hopkins. He'll drive and skip right corner. Barron three. Good again. Man, the Friars know how to answer. They know how to answer. 15-point game timeout. We're taking it. 11:44 to play. The Friars 61. The Cougars 46. An 8-0 run after BYU closed to within 7. On the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Here's Cleon Wall with a scoreboard update.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification here on the BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Radio on KBYU FM HD2 Provo. You are listening to BYU Basketball on BYU Radio.
Halftime in Tempe, Arizona. Arizona State leads San Diego 42-33. The second half just got underway there. And Kentucky beating Clemson right now, 19-17, 9:24 left to go in the first half. Let's send it back to Amica Mutual Pavilion with Mark Durant. Here's the voice of the Cougars, Greg Rebell.
Cleon, thank you. BYU Basketball brought to you by Bailey's Moving and Storage. Bailey's Moving and Storage, we help you manage moving so you can focus on making memories. Well, Providence hasn't scored 80 points in a game yet this year, and they're pacing to score 80-plus as they lead BYU 61-46 with 11:44 to play here in Providence. Having their best three-point night of the year by a wide margin, the Friars had been 38% or lower from three in all eight games. They're shooting 56% in this game. And a big three a moment ago, capping an 8-0 run after BYU got to 7. 8-0 makes it a 15-point Friars lead, 61-46. Over the last 15 years, Providence has won 95% of its home games in non-conference home affairs. Left wing three, Dawson Baker, a dozen after halftime. Another Mountain America Credit Union three-pointer. BYU within 12 at 61-49. What an explosion of scoring from Dawson Baker. Two at the break, now has 14 for the game. Jaden Pierre, high to Bryce Hopkins, shows it low and hands wide. Right side Pierre, airballs the three, saved in by Barron, off of a Friar out of bounds. I think Barron might have been on the end line. He was. So Cougars down 12. Again, doing just enough to stay with the Friars and hang around, but Providence really has the answer to every BYU run tonight.
Almost feels like a win every time they miss a three because it's rare.
61-49, Providence. 108-6 is their non-conference home record in the last 15 years. Jump hook, Fuseni Traore. Misses it off a spin off the back rim. Rebound, Friars. Good look for Providence right in his, or for Fuse right in his wheelhouse. They single team him, missed the shot. Hopkins takes a hit, gets to the rim, misses over Deming. Rebound, Fuse. Outlet, Yegor. Yegor down floor, Baker. Baker on the arc right side. Step back, triple, Dawson. Strong on this one. Rebound, Abdur Rahim. Dawson Baker now on the night, 6-for-9, 2-for-3 from deep. He had been 2-for-2 from distance.
A bit of a heat check for him. Probably not the best shot, but he had been hitting them.
Barron, right wing. Barron terminates. He's got 6 on a pair of threes. Hopkins now on a short corner, sees a double. Left wing Pierre, left corner Abdur Rahim for 3.
Yeah, he's been just amazing in this game.
19 for Jabri Abdur Rahim, 4 threes. He was averaging 6.5 points per game, has tripled his scoring average in this game. 9:50 to play. BYU down 15 again. Yegor deep three straight away. Heavy rebound. Hopkins cuffs it. Outlets at Pierre. 3-on-3 the other way. Cross court Barron in the corner. Driving from the base. Reverse lay in short by Bensley Joseph. BYU on the rebound the other way. Knocked away from Demian on the steal. And 3-on-1. We've got a whistle behind play. And a flagrant one, I think, on Foose. Is that right?
Well, that is on Foose, no question. But BYU had a defender well back. It's not like the ball was ahead of the defense. So that'll be the second on Foose. It'll be free throws and possession for Providence. They may, will they check the monitor on this one? I don't think so. But Hopkins will shoot him. Was it just a hold of the player running up the floor, Mark?
Yeah, Foose was behind him, and he did hold Hopkins. But like I said, there was other BYU defenders down. It wasn't like it was a breakaway, in my view.
The turnover goes against Yegor.
Yeah, I feel like BYU now is really rushing and panicking a little bit. There's still a lot of time in this game, and they're launching up crazy threes as both free throws go.
Yeah, BYU down now 17 for the first time tonight. Hopkins is now 8 for 10 at the free throw line, 12 on the night. He'll have a seat. Fans will give him a standing ovation in his first game back as the Cougs now trail by 17 for the first time, 66-49. BYU got this to a 7-point game. Since then, it's a 13-3 Providence run. Over 3.5 minutes, BYU has gone scoreless in nearly 2.5. 9:25 to play, and Providence now maybe a little slower tempo, which they had been playing coming into tonight. Pacing for a season-high scoring night against BYU. Bensley Joseph cut off on the right block, traveled with it. He turned his back to the bucket and shuffled the feet, nowhere to go, and that's turnover. BYU's turned it over only 3 times on the night, and only 2 have been credited to individuals. One each to Hall and Demian.
Well, he needs to get a good shot. Don't just jack something up. There's still time in this game for them to get back in it.
Boskovic, left wing, Baker, left corner, Trevin Nell. He's been good from the perimeter off the bench. Trevin, Baker, 35 feet away, left side. Baker calls for a high screen by Yegor. Yegor sets it, rolls off it on the pop to the left. Baker to the right with 5 and with 4. Baker steps in and shoots heavy off the back iron. Got us an offensive rebound. Was he fouled? He was, in the attempt to grab it by Asondico. Asondico's got his 4th, and Dawson Baker on team foul number 6 here in the second half will give his team the ball out of bounds. So BYU will be in the bonus the rest of the way. We've got 8:44 to play here in Providence. Trey Stewart, Mawut Mag are in. Baker and Nell will check out. So it's Cougars on the floor with Stewart, Demin, Catchings, Mag, and Boskovich. 8:44 to go. BYU down 17, its largest deficit. The Cougs 1 for their last 7 from the field, haven't scored in 3 minutes. BYU playing its only true away game in the non-conference tonight. In the Big 12 Big East battle. Big East looking to go 2-0 tonight. Cannon missing a long jumper left. Mag has the rebound. He's fouled 1-1. So Barron yanks Mag as Mawut will now shoot a front end. He's shooting 80% at the free throw line.
So
4 of 5 on the year.
The crazy numbers continue. That's 14-0 on the offensive boards. And 22 more shots for BYU in this game.
22 more shots for the team trailing big. And I don't think I've ever seen a team be shut out on the offensive boards. Not that Providence has needed them tonight.
They haven't had many opportunities.
Free throw good. High Archer that drops through from Mawut. But again, the second chance point number is less than the offensive rebound number. And you never want to be under 1-1, and BYU is. This free throw can make it 14 offensive boards to 12 second chance points, and it will be that. So 2 for 2 on the free throw trip. BYU does have 12 second chance points off of 14 offensive rebounds, but you want to be at least 1-1, if not better. 66-51, BYU down 15. The Cougs in forecourt, or pardon me, the Friars in forecourt left side. Cougs defending 2 hour left. 15-second shot clock, 8:20 on the game clock. A crossover by Bensley Joseph. Beats his man to the paint. Hands off for the dunk by Corey Floyd Jr. That's his first bucket of the night. And it's an easy 2 on the hammer at the hole. BYU nearly turns it over in forecourt. Rescued by Mag. 68-51. Fires up 17. Yegor into a deep 3. Misses it long. Rebound BYU. Give it away off the offensive rebound. Down floor Floyd. Floyd hands back to Barron.
returned to Floyd, and now straight away Joseph. We'll have to have the under 8 minute media timeout coming on the whistle. And now Providence content to run some clock with a lead of 17. Joseph left wing. Bensley Joseph on the point. 10-second shot. Left wing Abdur-Rahim gets his man in the air, shoots a three and misses it strong. Rebound Deming. Down floor Cannon. Cannon holds it high on Joseph. Foul by Joseph. 1-1 for BYU after this. 7:28 to play. Providence leading BYU 68-51. Coop shoot free throws after this timeout on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Cougar Basketball brought to you by Smith's. Cougar fans, score big for game day meals at Smith's with savings beyond low prices, including digital coupons worth over $600 each week. Smith's, fresh for everyone. Well, Providence doing to BYU what a few teams have done. In fact, only one opponent this year has been above 39% from the arc against BYU, and the Friars are shooting 52% from the three-point line. Four of BYU's seven opponents have been held under 10 threes this year. The Friars are already at 11 for 21. Friars looking for their first ever win over BYU. Cougs lead the series 2-0. The last game played between these two before tonight was back in 1982, December 21st, 1982, when Mark Durant's brother Devin scored 26 in leading BYU to a 66-52 win over the Friars at the then decade-old Marriott Center. Here in this one, Providence 68, BYU 51. So Cougs pacing for a pretty low point total. In fact, if the Cougars don't score at least 72, they'll have seen their point total go down in six consecutive games. From 99 to 95 to 87 to 85 to 72 to whatever BYU scores tonight. But they'll have to pick up the pace, having scored only 51 with 7:28 to play.
Yeah, well, Devin Durant's not walking through that door as the free throw run in from Cannon is missed. So that doesn't help.
We came back into a 1-1 on team foul number 8, and Cannon catching just missed that free throw. So BYU pressing, Providence into forecourt. Jaden Pierre on the arc left side. 15-second shot clock, 7:15 game clock, and BYU down 17, 68-51. Providence looking to put BYU to bed in this late East Coast tip. Three.
Might do it.
Top of the key from Jaden Pierre. He's got 10.
That was deep.
And the Friars are feeling good. A 20-point lead for the first time tonight. BYU got it to 7 here in the second half, and then it was a great answer from the Friars to extend the lead and now looking to put a hammer down. Catchings missing a three. Slap-out rebound to Catchings on the right side, hand off to Hall. Dallin on the arc right side. Lost the handle, regains it, shoots a three from the right, and short on that to Boskovich, and he's fouled on the loose ball. Attempt to grab the rebound by Providence. It'll be 1-1 again on foul number 9. BYU will shoot 2 the rest of the way, but now they're down 20 at 71-51. Providence has not scored more than 79 in any game this year, but they're fixing to do so tonight against BYU. 6:33 to go. And with all of the NBA scouts in to watch Yegor Demin, Yegor has an 0-for-10 shooting night. 0-for-5 from 3. Has made 6 free throws, but 3 rebounds, only 2 assists. And after a spectacular start to his BYU career, the competition level picking up, the attention picking up, the pressure picking up.
That's
and Yegor,
a lot, man.
Yegor's going to have to learn to grow through all of this.
Yeah, this will be a wake-up call.
Another front-end miss for BYU on the free throws. And the Cougs are now 8-for-13 at the line. Came pretty fast and pretty easy for Yegor in the first few games, but again, this is a growing curve for the young Russian, 18 years old. Tons of pro potential. That's why they're all here to see him, but a tough night. Providence in forecourt, right to the rim, a scoop and score. Wow, Bensley Joseph with a dozen. And 73-51, Providence extends the lead. 5:50 to go. BYU without a massive comeback will fall to 6-2. Friars will go to 6-3. Three-pointer miss from Trey Stewart, right side. Offensive rebound. Stick back and a miss by Dallin Hall. And the Cougs will have miss after miss after miss inside to reflect on tonight.
This is getting rough.
The layup number is now 4 for 12 for BYU. The province is 5 for 9. Friars in forecourt, running clock down to 10 seconds on the shot. 5:20 on the game. Jaden Pierre still on the dribble with a 5-second shot clock. Down to 4 and 3. Takes a hip check out front late in the clock. It'll be foul number 6 out of bounds for the Friars. And a new 20 seconds to work with.
Yeah, played great defense and then bail them out. Now they'll get more clock. I don't know that it matters. I mean, this game, I think, is over. I hate to put a nail in a coffin too early, but I just see nothing from BYU that would indicate that a comeback is in the works.
Cougar basketball is brought to you by Delta, the official airline of the BYU men's basketball team, 73-51 Friars. And we got a foul away from the player on the ball. Dallin's called for it. He's trying to
draw something, and he worked against him.
So on foul number 7, it becomes 1-1 now for the Friars. The Cougs have missed their last 2 or 3 front ends, right? Did they get – was it 3 front ends they missed or just 2?
I know 2 for
just
sure.
Just 2 for sure, yeah. All right, front end here for Kreese Asondico. And he's only a 53% shooter, so there could be a miss, but there's a make.
We knew it was going to be a tough night when Asondico banks in a 3 early in this game.
Yeah, BYU got tons of great looks inside. Nothing went, and then they were banking 3s in. That's how the game began for Providence. 5:12 to play. Asondico goes 1 for 2 on the trip. 23-point lead, 74-51, 5:05 to go. Richie Saunders, haven't seen him in a while. Runs right into the brick wall named Kreese Asondico, but squeezes it up over him and scores it anyway. Richie Saunders at the rim, makes it 21, 74-53, 4:53 to play here. At the AMP, Amica Mutual Pavilion here in Providence, Rhode Island. BYU back here for the first time in 42, make it 43 years. Bryce Hopkins takes a hit beneath the hoop, late whistle again. Hopkins has gotten so many whistles, some of the late variety. And he'll shoot 2 more on foul number 8 by BYU. Fouls are 9 for the Friars, 8 for the Cougars. BYU double bonus, and Providence 1 foul away from getting there. But it's a shooting foul for Bryce Hopkins, 12 in his first game back off the ACL tear. Give him 13 now, and he's now made 6 consecutive free throws. He's 9 for 11 at the line. 13 and counting for Hopkins. Averaging 15.5 last year before his season-ending injury. Makes them both. 10 free throws on 12 tries in his first action. A 14-point night for Hopkins. 76-53. Providence restores its game-high lead of 23. BYU's largest deficit all year has come in this game. Float game from Richie Saunders. Tough luck pops out. Great rebound yank away by Kaba Keita. To Dallin, he'll drive, finger roll, score. Dallin Hall with his first field goal. And the BYU point guards are now 1 for 16 as Deming and Hall were 0 for 15 before that make. Can you believe that?
Yeah, that's rough. Two great players going a night like that is rare.
Jabri Abdur-Rahim will run it up top to Jaden Pierre. Again, expect the Friars to go late in every clock. Under 4-minute media timeout coming on the whistle, and here comes the whistle, and here comes the timeout. 3:55 to play as Richie Saunders knocks out on the far sideline. It'll be Providence basketball after this short timeout. 8-second shot clock for the Friars when we return to Providence. Friars leading at 76-55 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Cougar basketball brought to you by JCW's. Dinner after the game at JCW's includes something for everybody, from burgers to wings, shakes to salads. JCW's, quality and a lot of it in Lehigh, American Fork, Provo, South Jordan, and Harriman. You know, Forrest Gump said of basketball, you never know what you're going to get. Pretty sure that was him. Pretty sure it was basketball. Being like a box of chocolates.
Yeah, I think you're on the right track.
Yeah. So we didn't know we'd see a game that sees a 19-0 offensive rebounding edge, but that has gone to BYU tonight. The Cougs also have the edge in points off of turnovers, points in the paint, second chance points, obviously, fast break points, and the Cougars are down 21.
And they've only committed 4 turnovers.
And they've shot 26 more times than Providence tonight.
I mean, if you get talk about blind resumes lately, if you give me those numbers, I'm going to say BYU wins, or at least they're in the game. But this is a blowout the other way. It's incredible.
BYU's been outscored by 15 at the three-point line in the game. They trail by 21, 76-55. All right, we're back in. Providence basketball with an 8-second shot clock. Hopkins to the left corner. Floyd will jump it from the free throw line, take a couple of bounces off the rim. No, and it's an offensive rebound. It's an offensive rebound!
Oh, they got it.
The first one of the night comes in the final 4 minutes and a stick-back score for the first second chance points of the evening.
They took away the one thing we had.
19-1 now on offensive rebounds. It took 37 minutes for Providence to find an offensive rebound. Now it's an offensive foul for BYU on the other end. Isn't that something? But Providence has a 2-1 second chance point to offensive rebound ratio that BYU does not have. They have one offensive rebound for 2 points. BYU's got 19 offensive rebounds for only 14 points. All right, Elijah Crawford checks in for BYU late. It's 78-55. BYU down a game high, equaling 23 in the closing moments.
That was 5 for Dallin, so he's out.
So Hall fouls out, DQ on a tough night for him and the Cougs. Dallin, 2 points on 1-for-6, 0-for-3 from 3, 2 rebounds, 4 assists, couple of turnovers, and those 5 fouls. 3:10 to play. May see Coach Kim English start emptying his bench. Jaden Pierre on the far sideline. 10-second shot clock, 3:05 game clock. Path opens up, layup score, Jaden Pierre. 12 for Pierre. Double-figure scoring in 4 consecutive now and 6 of 9. Has 3s in every game this year. That's a 2, and they give him 12 for the guy averaging 13.1. Led the team in scoring coming into the night per game scoring. Foul out front as Elijah Crawford drove it and took a hit from Bensley Joseph, his second. It'll be 2 shots. BYU in the double bonus now, rest of the way, 2:44 to play. And the Cougs down 25 for the first time tonight. And with 80 points, Providence has scored more than 79 for the first time all year.
Yeah, hard to know what to be more disappointed in, offense or defense. Both have been equally horrendous tonight as Eli makes that first one.
So Elijah Crawford scores his first point. Hopkins checks out for the last time tonight. And in his season debut, 16 points, including 10 for 12 at the free throw line. Crawford goes 2 for 2 at the free throw line. And BYU makes it a 23-point game. 80-57. Jabri Abdur-Rahim drives to the block, sends out on the wing right side to Joseph, and now Jaden Pierre with 2:30 to play. Slow bounce on a 10-second shot clock and a 2:20 game clock. 80-57 Friars. And the Cougs scoring total will now go down for a sixth successive game. Short jumper missed by Floyd. Offensive rebound. Another one after 37 minutes without one. New possession. Out of bounds off of the official. And last touch, Dave Fryer. And so it'll be BYU basketball. Turnover for Providence. 2:06 to go.
I thought BYU would make a run and get back into this. They kind of did early and had it in single digits. Dawson was playing well, and then just Providence has been so good answering all night long.
Kaba flashing down the lane, takes a pass from Elijah Crawford. Kaba missing at the rim, but he's fouled. He'll get 2 free throws. Kaba shoots in the low 40s from the free throw line.
I had 2 times where BYU was kind of cut it to single digits, 4, 5, 6, 7 points, and I think both instances when they did that, Providence hit like 3 threes in a row.
Yep.
and on 3 possessions, it was then out of hand again.
Cabe is 9-for-22 at the line this year. Now 10-for-23, makes the first of 2. 80-58, BYU down 22. The Cougs have hit 2, only 2 of their last 13 from the field. Dawson Baker helped BYU make it a game as the free throws missed by Cabe. Dawson got hot after halftime, but not enough from anybody else, and the run was short-lived. Cougars force a steal as Dawson Baker hits the deck at the timeline. Gets it out to Elijah Crawford. He will drive, hang, and miss. Tip, follow good. They give it to Kaba. What do you think?
I think it actually might have been what, but they were both there.
So either Mag or Kata will get credit for that. We'll see who they give it to off the layup miss. And BYU pressuring in the half-court area. And a foul's called. They gave it to Kaba on that last tip. So Kata with 7 on the night. They call a foul there on the forecourt. Now they're going to the monitor. And what are they looking at? Something flagrant for BYU on the hit up high maybe and trying to get that steal?
I didn't see anything, but what you want to do is just get out of here. I mean, this has been a bad night, and you don't want to have anybody get hurt or get in trouble here. Just take your medicine and move on.
So both teams double bonus now, and Jabri Abdur-Rahim will get 2 free throws. And teammates will be on the lane, so nothing flagrant here, but 2 free throws with 1:26 to go.
Yeah, I'm impressed with Abdur-Rahim. I'm surprised he didn't have better numbers coming in because he's big and got a really smooth shot. Seemed like it was he was the guy that seemed to be hitting the threes when it looked like BYU was – might get back into it.
Abdur-Rahim for 2 and makes the free throw. That's 20 now for Jabri Abdur-Rahim, including 6 for 7 at the free throw line. Well, BYU shooting tonight as cold as the ice beneath our feet.
This is
a hockey rink that doubles as a basketball arena, and it's a cold building, and the Cougars shooting matching that, but no trouble for the home team. Providence was plenty hot from the field. Euro by Elijah, short on the little squeeze up, and then an offensive rebound stick back by Kaba Kata. 21 offensive rebounds to 2 in BYU's favor. 1:10 to go. It's a 20-point game, 82-62. And Coach Kim English did not empty his bench. He kept regulars in and has till the final minute. Maybe somebody comes in late, but it's been a tight 10-man rotation, and he's not gone beyond that all night. Kaba Kata, by the way, with 8 offensive rebounds, a new career high, 10 points on the night, 9 and 10 for Kaba. Foul late in the clock, a 4-second shot clock, and the foul on Dawson Baker. 2 more free throws in a 20-point game, 82-62. Well, Dawson Baker is going to be our Waystar star of the game, brought to you by Waystar, simplifying healthcare payments. Learn more at waystar.com. Dawson, 14 points on 6 for 10 from the field, 2 for 3 from the three-point line, added 4 rebounds and a steal. And 22 minutes of play helped BYU get back in the game in the second half, but once it got to 7 points, I think it was a 10-0 run immediately, and Providence was able to keep BYU more or less at bay after that point. But Dawson Baker is the Waystar star of the game. Free throw good by Wesley Cardet Jr. on the first, missed the second.
Yeah, Dawson had 7 straight the second half of North Carolina State. Had, I think, 9 straight here the second half.
83-62. Speaking of Dawson Baker, drive, scoop, and score on the lay-in. 19-point game, 83-64. The game clock and the shot clock are almost equal. 2-second separation there. Kaba Kata with 9 points and 10 rebounds will be tonight's Palmer's Metal Mart Steel Man of the Game. Brought to you by Palmer's Metal Mart. Everyone's metal store for over 30 years. Proud sponsor of BYU basketball. 9 points, 10 rebounds. Career high, 8 offensive rebounds for Kaba Kata, the Palmer's Metal Mart Steel Man of the Game. A 4-second shot clock, 3, 2, and 1. The Friars will take the violation, and with 2.5 to go, BYU will inbound, and this game will be over. Your final score will be 83-64. The Friars will win it by 19 points. 2.5 on the clock. BYU has to inbound, and then this one will be done. They put 3 seconds on the clock, so a little more time. Saunders sends in. Crawford will dribble it into forecourt. Put up a 3 at the horn, miss it, and that'll do it. 83-64. Postgame recap is next. You're on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to Big 12 Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
All right, final score is Providence 83 and BYU 64. The Cougs shoot 33% from the field to Providence's 60. BYU 28% from the arc to Providence's 55. And Providence also outshot BYU from the free throw line 81 to 65%. You shoot 60, 55, and 81%, you're not losing, and Providence was not going to lose tonight. 83-64 is your final. BYU gets one player in double figures, Dawson Baker with 16. The Friars put four in doubles with Abdur-Rahim's 21, 16 for Hopkins in his season debut, 12s for Pierre and Joseph. Other scores for the Friars, 8 for Cardet, 6 for Isondico, 6 for Barron, 2 for Joseph. That puts you at 83. BYU got the 16 from Baker, then 9 from Kaba, 8 from Foose, 7 from Saunders, 6 from Yegor, 3 from Cannon Catchings. Then you get 2s for Hall, Mag, and Crawford playing and not scoring. Stewart, Boscovich, that puts you at 64. And a tough night from the floor for BYU's starting two guards, the one and the two-point guards, if you will. Dallin Hall was 1 for 6. Yegor was 0 for 10. You throw in Cannon Catchings, who had a tough night at 1 for 8, and that's a 2 for 24. A 2 for 24 from those three guys. That's
starters.
That's a tough one to overcome. All right, that'll take us to our Nu Skin data discovery on this night. It is brought to you by Nu Skin, your innovative beauty and wellness company that helps you look, feel, and live better. No one in Cougar Nation feeling that great about this one tonight. Mark, what do you see for a data discovery?
Well, we talked about it a lot. I mean, I've played my whole life. We've been doing this for 28 years. I don't know that I've ever seen a team shoot 27 more field goal attempts. And maybe they can lose that game, but to get beat by 20, that's just crazy talk. But I don't want to dwell on that. One thing I do like, maybe a positive one, is five turnovers. The best that BYU's taken care of the basketball this year. It's a lot of weird numbers. I mean, that number was, you'd think, is, you know, the sign of a win, and yet they lose by 19.
All right, that's your Nu Skin data discovery. Cleon Wall is coming up with Cougar Post Game Live, and we'll come back to Courtside in Providence before long. Friars win it 83-64 on the Nu Skin BYU Sports Network.
This is Cougar Postgame Live on the Nu Skin BYU Sports Network. Cougar Postgame Live is brought to you by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Cougar Postgame Live is also brought to you by Delta, official airline of the BYU men's basketball team. Here's your host, Cleon Wall.
Welcome to Cougar Postgame Live, presented by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Providence beats BYU tonight, 83-64. I'm going to be honest with you. I really didn't like BYU's offense in the second half, and I'm not talking about the fact that they just didn't make a lot of shots. It was nice to see Dawson Baker make some baskets early in the second stanza, but there were several possessions where it looked like it was more one-on-one basketball, not a lot of team basketball. I mean, where was the movement? Lots of long threes and misses. Some of those shots were when BYU was down by close to 20, but you still need to run your offense. I don't know if their defense suffered because of the lack of offense, but that could use a little work. Okay, more than a little work. Hats off again to the Friars from the three-point line. 12 for 22, 25 for 42 overall from the field. It's a disappointing loss for BYU, but how are they going to respond? The next game is a week from tomorrow against Fresno State, but the real test will be when BYU starts Big 12 play. BYU has a lot of work to do on both ends of the floor before that game takes place. Speaking of when they start Big 12 play, the first team they will play in Big 12 play is new member Arizona State. Right now, the Sun Devils playing against the San Diego Toreros in Tempe, and the Sun Devils are just hammering the Toreros right now, 81-49, with just under 4 minutes left to go in that game. There was one other game in the Big 12 Big East battle tonight, Villanova hosting 14th-ranked Cincinnati. Nova wins 68-60. Top 25 action going on right now. Michigan playing at 11th-ranked Wisconsin. Right now, the Wolverines have a 65-64 lead, 125 left to go in that game. Also tonight is the SEC-ACC Men's Challenge, and it's taking place across not only the Southeastern Conference and across the ACC conference. But I mean, the ACC, but it's also dealing with a lot of top 25 teams, including 21st ranked Oklahoma hosting Georgia Tech right now. The Sooners have a 57-45 lead, that game being played in Norman, Oklahoma. In College Station, Texas, 22nd ranked Texas A&M, they're beating Wake Forest right now, 49-42. 23rd ranked Ole Miss, wow, they are just handing it to Louisville right now, 73-52, 7:39 left to go in that game. 4th ranked Kentucky playing at Clemson. This game is just underway in the second half, I should say. Clemson right now has a 6-point lead, 39-33 over the Wildcats. 3rd-ranked Tennessee, they beat Syracuse tonight. They really beat them up, 96-70 over the Orange. One other college men's game of note, Stanford hosting Utah Valley tonight. Right now the Cardinal have a 38-26 lead at halftime. Again, BYU loses tonight to Providence, 83-64. After the break, we'll send you back to the Amica Mutual Pavilion for more Cougar Postgame Live with Greg and Mark. And you've been listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Here's Greg Wrubell with more Big O Tires Cougar Postgame Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Back in Providence, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Radio on KBYU FM HD2 Provo. You are listening to BYU Basketball on BYU Radio.
BYU got 16 from Dawson Baker, not enough on this night. He was the only Coogan double figures as BYU falls to Providence by a score of 83-64. Well, Mark, the Cougars were going to get one look in a true away game before Big 12 play. This was it, and it was a rude awakening in a lot of ways.
Well, it is. I mean, it's difficult. Obviously, Providence is 31-1 against non-conference opponents here in this build. It's hard to win on the road.
Make it 32-1. 32-1. 33 non-conference home games.
And I wondered how BYU would react when they went on runs and the crowd was going crazy, and it wasn't a particularly good reaction. But this is a learning experience, and they're going to have plenty of opportunities to get better playing on the road, and they need to get better. I thought. There was some regression tonight, and probably a wake-up call for guys and for the team as a whole. And that's not necessarily a bad thing this early in the season to have a wake-up call, get everybody back on the same page and committed to working hard. And we'll see how it goes. But tonight was not the night. I mean, Providence played great. Providence had some amazing numbers that they hadn't done all year long. So then you have to ask yourself, Greg, was it just – that they had just a crazy night for them, or were we contributing to that in some way? Was it our defense that enabled them to do that? And I think that's probably part of it. I mean, the three-point defense has not been good for BYU all year long. I've kind of skated by because they haven't played teams that necessarily relied on it, and this was a good three-point shooting team, and they had looks. And if you let that happen, they get hot, and then it's a big night for them. So, yeah, it was a big night for Providence, but BYU didn't do what they needed to do to make sure it wasn't a big night.
More from Providence after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Here's Greg Wrubell with more Big O Tires Cougar Postgame Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
All right, Greg and Mark here courtside in Providence. Friars defeat BYU 83-64. Providence now 109-6 in their last 115 non-conference home games dating back 15 years. Head coach Kevin Young joining us on the flip side of the Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. Coach Young, your initial summation after tonight's game here in Providence.
Yeah, just disappointed, obviously, with the outcome. The stats are kind of a never really seen before, where
we were
plus 27 on a field goal attempts and only 5 turnovers. Just a really inefficient night for us on the offensive end. And then, you know, obviously we had a really hard time guarding those guys, couldn't keep guys in front. They made plenty of shots as well, which clearly hurt. But I thought the turning point was that that stretch there in the end of the first half where they hit two threes. We had kind of cut it to, I think, six or seven. They made two big threes and kind of pushed things out. But, you know, uncharacteristic game for us. You know, a lot of things that have not happened thus far in this season kind of happened tonight, and, you know, something we'll have to respond to for sure.
It's a long game. There's, you know, 130, 140 possessions between the two teams, but I know you couldn't have been too pleased. Kind of the first thing you get tonight, the first look you get is what you want. And it seemed like in the first 5 minutes you had so many looks around the rim that you expect to go, and I'm not sure many of them did.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, I mean, Cannon gets a point-blank layup to start the game on a play we had worked on this morning, and, yeah, kind of set the tone. I just thought, you know, for whatever reason, our guys really rushed around the basket, you know, which I thought didn't see that one coming. You know, a lot of our where we've been sped up has been out on the perimeter tonight. I thought, in the interior we got sped up with our finishing. And so, you know, it was one of those nights where you kind of had to rely on your defense, and, you know, we didn't have it on that end of the floor either. Give them credit. You know, they did a good job of executing and, you know, getting to the free throw line and obviously making threes as well.
Seems like a good barometer for this team, Coach, is assists. Only 9 assists tonight. What did you see out there? I mean, it seemed like your guys were maybe going a little too much one-on-one on their own stuff, but was Providence kind of taking away some things you like to do?
I just thought really the game came down to one-on-one defense. You know, they guarded our guys one-on-one. We had a hard time creating an advantage maybe outside of Dawson. You know, Yegor got sped up. You know, Cannon got sped up. And then on the flip side, on the defensive end, you know, they were really attacking our one-on-one defense. And so, you know, hard to get assists when you're not really creating a ton of help, a lot of drive and kick that we normally get. So, you know, that's something that we got to get better at and find different ways to create advantages when we're facing that kind of defense.
All right, closing comments with Coach Kevin Young coming up in the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show from Providence. 83-64, Friars a winner on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Time to hear from BYU head coach Kevin Young. This is the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. BYU Creamery, serving sweet memories for 75 years. The Cougar Postgame Coaches Show is also brought to you by Ryan Valuation, formerly Econ Partners, a national leader in business valuation. Learn more at ryanvaluation.com. Let's rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Greg and Mark, courtside here in Providence with BYU head coach Kevin Young. It is the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. BYU Creamery ice cream delivered right to your door. Order today at creamery.byu.edu. Serving sweet memories for 75 years. The ice cream here would stay cold.
I've never been this cold in an arena.
We're on top of a hockey rink, and you can feel it. All right, BYU falls to Providence tonight, 83-64. Coach, pretty much every NBA team represented the building tonight to see Yegor play. Doesn't have the night he would have liked to have, 0 for 10 from the field, 0 for 5 from 3. Maybe describe the learning curve, the education process for Yegor Demian early in this season.
Yeah, you know, feel bad for him, you know, with everybody in the building to you know, to see him as we're out here on the East Coast. But, you know, he'll bounce back. You know, he's a resilient guy. He's a really talented player. He's been a joy to coach so far. But, yeah, he's got to learn, you know, he's got to learn that people are going to go after him. You know, I don't think that's something that, and I've tried to tell him that. I've tried to, and he listens, you know, he's aware of it. But I think, what does that mean, right? Like, how are they going to pressure him? You know, how are they going to go after him defensively as well? And, you know, he's a smart enough guy to figure it out. And I can do a better job of putting him in more advantageous situations. And you know, it's something that we'll have to get done together. But, you know, tough night for him for sure.
Coach, I'm just curious how you as a staff kind of digest a game like tonight. I'm sure you're pouring over film, going through all that. And then is it about sitting down with the team and watching film? Is there individual film sessions? And then you're trying to implement changes in practice, or how does that work for you guys?
Yeah, I don't know so much as it's changes. It's just kind of highlighting, you know, where we feel like we fell short, you know, execution-wise. But we'll definitely watch film as a staff and all the above to answer your question. You know, we'll watch film as a staff. We watch individual film with the guys. We got a group of guys that's really hungry to learn, and they're good listeners, and I got a staff that works, you know, really hard at it. So we'll have plenty of stuff to get better at.
you're about to enter a stretch you never saw in the NBA. You're going to go 4 weeks and play three games. So what do you want to do with this next period of time that you got with your guys?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the three kind of power conference teams that we played, I mean, the commonality was obviously a lot of the pressure. And so, you know, what answers do we have for that? You know, what kind of kryptonite do we have that we can go to there? And that's where we'll spend a lot of our time on the offensive end. On the defensive end, you know, we have to get better. You know, we have to get better with our one-on-one defense. We got to get better with our help behind it, find out, who can really sit down and keep their man in front of them, and that may impact, you know, some of the, substitutions and so forth. But that's definitely going to be a big point of emphasis.
Not to take anyone lightly, but in 4 weeks you will start Big 12 play. As you've kind of seen things happen around you in this league, what are your thoughts of this conference that you'll start here in 4 weeks?
Yeah, it's talented. You know, a lot of really good teams. I think for me it's just trying to, you know, have comparisons of levels, right? Like in the NBA, for me, it was easy. You kind of knew who the good teams were, knew who the good players were. This is obviously a different animal for me. So just trying to learn, you know, styles, you know, what can we take from some of these teams that we just played that may be similar to Big 12 teams. You know, I find myself looking at scores every night to try to kind of see who's where and how things stack up. So, you know, that's part of the fun. I think that's part of the challenge as well. And so, you know, we'll be super dialed in on what's happening around the league here as things start ramping up as we get ready for that first one against Arizona State.
Well, Coach, tough one tonight. Better days ahead, and we look forward to being with you again. It'll be 8 days from today. We'll do it again home to Fresno State at the Marriott Center week from Wednesday. So we will do it again then. Thanks for tonight.
Thanks, guys.
All right,
Coach.
Back to wrap it up after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Now, back to the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
All right, you got a couple of segments with BYU head coach Kevin Young as we wrap things up from Providence, Rhode Island. Friars defeat BYU final score 83-64 tonight. Time for the Ryan Valuation Valuable Stat of the Game, brought to you by Ryan Valuation. Whether for tax, financial reporting, or strategic purposes, when your business needs a valuation, use Ryan Valuation, formerly Econ Partners. Learn more at RyanValuation.com. I'm going to actually revisit your keys to the game from pregame. You wanted BYU to match Providence's three-point shooting and try to get 17 or more assists. And you brought it up with Coach, but the assist number was very low for BYU.
Nine
on the night. So about half of what you would have liked to see. And Providence outscored BYU by 15 points from the three-point line in a game they win by 19. They made 12 threes to BYU 7.
Yeah, I think the assist kind of goes into the threes. When they don't have a lot of assists, it means that it's a lot of one-on-one stuff, which is not the way BYU plays. And credit Providence with their defense that maybe created part of that. But when BYU, I noticed Yegor and Cannon a couple times really just trying to beat their guy and not being able to do it. And just there was never kind of a flow to the offense. And when you don't have that, then you're not getting a lot of open looks from threes. And so those two things work together, and they did not work for BYU tonight.
Final score, 83-64. Providence winner. Friars go to 6-3. BYU falls to 6-2. Let's thank our crew back at BYU Radio. Our studio host, Cleon Wall, coordinating producer, Terry South, control board operators and editors, Seth Larson, Kaylee Radford, and Ethan Arkell, BYU Radio engineer, Barry Squires. Appreciation, as always, to Clark Jackman and Sean O'Neill on the operations front. And our appreciation goes out to our right-hand man, Tyson Jex, BYU basketball communications director. You heard from Coach Kevin Young pregame and postgame. So for all those folks, and for my color commentary colleague, Mr. Mark Durant. Mark, better days ahead for this team?
Yeah, listen, we always knew there'd be growing pains. This is a good team. Got a lot of young talent. They're going to figure things out and be ready to go. And I think the world of Coach Young, I think he gets it. He'll get better, and the team will get better. And we'll look back at this one.
We'll be back with you in 8 days. BYU home to Fresno State 1 week from Wednesday at the Marriott Center. So for Mark, my name is Greg Wrubell, saying in the meantime and in between time, this has been BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Good night and so long from Providence, Rhode Island.
You've been listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Coverage of today's game has been brought to you by All-Pro Capital, Real Estate Investments, by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Brought to you by Ken Garf, We Hear You, and by Smith's Food and Drug, proud partner of BYU Athletics. BYU Basketball is a production of BYU Athletics in association with BYU Broadcasting. Special thanks to BYU President Shane Reese, Vice President Keith Vorkink, Athletic Director Tom Holmo, and Associate Athletic Director of Corporate Sponsorships, Casey Stauffer. BYU Basketball is an exclusive presentation of the new skin, BYU Sports Network.